I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Attention out there in the chat room. See, he's trying to get something started earlier. So I'm not paying Joe anything going attention. That's right, I'm back. Oh, yeah. Hold on. That's right. Because Friday is my holiday, and I am back, y'all. Hey, I'm telling you, it feels good to be back in the studio, back in a big place. That's right. Well, let me get my mics together here. All right. So what's going on? It's been 2 days, huh? It's been 2 days. I'm telling you, man, them travel days or something else. Shoot, man, I tell you. Y'all just don't know about them highways, man. You know what? That damn Joe out there in the chat room. If I ain't know it was him, boy, I tell you. I hunt him down. That's right. I left Jacksonville, y'all. I'm no longer in Duval. That's right, I'm back in old Texas, back in the old studio where I belong. Yes, where everything is, where I can get my hand on. I'm comfortable. We ready to have a good time today. I hope y'all ready, too. Yeah, we're going to be talking about love making. Does it get better with age? Does it get better with time? Why age got to do it? What does it get better with time? Yeah, why are we talking about age? You know some of you young snappers out there, I'm saying y'all be talking about, man, I be putting it down in the bedroom. I be laying that pipe, man. Man, I got that sausage baking up in the oven. Y'all be having nothing. I guess you don't. But there's the question of the day. Does love make you get better with time? That should be a very good topic. What's going on, y'all? Oh, it's okay now. We have a regular show now. That's right. That's right. Now I'm back. I'm back where I'm comfortable. I'm good now. I'm on my mics now. Yeah, I'm not remotely broadcasting anymore. That's right, y'all. I am back. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and I am Mr. Talk. And that's right. We left Duval County. Hey, I just want to say, man, I want to thank everybody down in old Duval. That's right, man, because I did have a great time while I was down there. I really did. It was outstanding. You know, and, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Miss Betty Miller, Miss Rains Viking, almighty down there. I'm telling you, man, because we got some contacts, and we're going to set up some shows, man, that's going to help take all of us to the next level. I mean, we got some financial stuff coming up, some health stuff coming up, some political stuff coming up with some experts, man. I'm telling you, man, I didn't know I had so many classmates and former classmates and alumni doing some things, you know. But thank to Ms. Miller, I got it now. So y'all get ready, because we finna go for a ride. Yes, we are. We going for a ride. Yeah, that includes you too, Joe. You can bring your goats with you. That's right. It's okay. Go on, bring them on with you. Let's see. Oh, what's going on here? Hey, Benny, I see you out there, man. Let's see. Miss Lady got zapped off Ebony's show yesterday. Funny. She didn't have her white knight and shiny armor to protect her. You know what I mean? I don't trust my sheep around you. I bet you don't. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. Yeah. Whatever, man. Whatever. So what's going on, y'all? What's going on? How y'all doing? What y'all been up to these last 2 days? I tell you what, man. That highway is nothing to play with. You hear me? Golly, man, that highway is, ooh, man. I tell you, boy, that road is just, ooh. Man, people can't drive. That's all I got to say. People cannot drive out there. They are scary, y'all. People are scary out there when it comes to driving. You make you wonder where they getting these license from. But I made it back. I did. I'm sleepy as heck, though. Now what happened? You know what? I don't care how much driving you did when you was in the service or doing whatever, man. When you get out and become a civilian and you try to do that same type of driving, oh, my goodness, man, it takes a couple of days to get over all that. I'm telling you, I'm still around here trying to get some sleep. We have a lot to talk about. Fucking government's acting up again. You're right. I know. I was looking, I'm like, man, I may be a couple of days behind, but you know what? It's okay. That's what I'm talking about. Ebony, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all be sleeping on Ebony. Ebony don't be taking that mess off nobody. Ebony got booty. She booty. That's what I'm talking about. outstanding stuff. All right, y'all. Anyway, you want to join the conversation today? I'm telling you, we're going to have us some fun. We're going to talk about the topic, but we're going to have us some fun also. So if you don't want to laugh a little bit and have a little bit of ball, you may not want to listen to the show today because, hey, it's Friday. Most of y'all ain't got no job. So you might as well have some fun with me today, right? Or you had a job you done retired from and you still ain't getting good. So you might as well have some fun with me. That's all I'm saying, y'all. Cat, what's going on? I see you out there. I see they coming in, boy. I tell you, they're coming in. Hey, I'm telling you. You know what, though? I do have to give a shout out to my regulars, man. I'm telling you, because y'all, man, no matter how many days I have to take off and I have to go and have the business, y'all be here when I come back. So I appreciate it. I love you to death. And I know without y'all wouldn't be none of me. So let me go on and show y'all some love up in here. I'm often saying that, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to show appreciation. And that goes for me also to my crew. That's right. I need to show them some appreciation also because, you know, it's one of those things where they don't have to be here in the afternoon listening to me rant and rave about whatever. They don't. You know, they could be doing some other things like Joe out there playing with his sheep. But, you know, they take their time and listen to the show and contribute. So thank y'all. I appreciate it. And I do realize that without y'all, you know, the show wouldn't be where it is now. Okay. So don't think, I'm taking y'all for granted. All right, cuz I see you out there, 870, what's going on, what's happening with you, bruh? I see you. Hey, yesterday, man, I had a chance on the ride through that Louisiana place. I had a moment to stop by and see my brother, Mr. Lowe. Look, y'all, Lowe doing the damn thing down there in Louisiana, I'm telling you. Lowe the man. All right, bruh, I got to give you the shout out down there. But you know what? I ain't going through Louisiana no more, damn it. I got on that freaking long behind bridge and got stopped by the police. I tell you, them folk in Louisiana can't drive. But it's okay. What can I say, right? Hey, I made it back, so that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Now, y'all want to join the conversation today? As y'all see, it's free flowing. It's Free Friday. Freedom Friday. I'm talking about it's Free Friday. Dang, I'm stuck on free. We know there ain't none of that really rolling on around here. It's Freedom Friday, y'all. So we're going to have us a ball. You want to join in the conversation, bring up something you want to talk about that I done missed in the last couple of days? No problem. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Hey, the Facebook page is getting kind of empty, y'all. What's going on? Y'all done started to kick, boycott my Facebook page? Come on now. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Come on, let me know y'all out there paying attention to it. I'm just going to take it down, man. I mean, not really, because I'm always on there anyway, so I'll be paying attention. That's how I know not many of y'all been out there lately. Of course, we know goat herders and goat lovers like Joe don't do Facebook, so we understand why we won't see him on there. Yeah, Joe, I'm on you today since you're just going to come in my chat room and try to start some stuff. You know what I mean? That's right. Joe said, when I was in Jacksonville, y'all, I was the wild DJ. That's not because I was in Jacksonville. I'm still the wild DJ. As long as the doctors don't find out what I'm not doing. But anyway, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm just me. I'm like, hell, I'm having fun. You know what I mean? I'm having fun. Who knows? I may put the taser up today. I may not tase anybody today. Okay, let's not get too happy now, because I say I may. Listen to that word, I may not. I didn't say I will not. I may not. So don't come on here thinking you just going to have run of the meal today, because that is not going to happen. All right? I'm just saying, y'all. All right. Now that we have all the excitement over with, we can go on and get on with the rest of the show. See how easy it is to shift gears like that? It's so easy, man. People don't realize. I don't know why people be getting all of a sudden bent out of shape, because you can get excited. And then once you get through, you just come on back down to your normal, calm self, and you do what you got to do. See how easy that is? Just nice and smooth and easy. Yeah. I know. It's just too easy. All right. So, anyway, like I said before, this is Freedom Friday on Let's Talk. I'm Mr. Talk, and we on Blog Talk Radio. We got a good show subject for you today, and I'm sure a lot of y'all listen to Ebony's show, apparently. So, you know, mine kind of, you know, bootlegs off of hers a little bit. We're going to be talking about love, and does it get better with age, or does it get better with time, or whatever the heck y'all want, how you want to say it. You know, do your Peter get little? Do your twat get little? Or, I mean, did I just say all that? God dang it. Maybe I do need to go and take my medication, because I just done said some things then. I do apologize if I offended anyone. It's Friday. I ain't apologizing. It's my freaking show. It's Friday. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's up there. It's about to get hot and heated up in here today. Y'all see that? Man, okay. Anyway, so let's do the damn thing, all right? All right, here we go. Today, here's the rules of the show. And today is Friday, so we done heard them, what, Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, we weren't here. So I'm going to give you a very abbreviated version of what the house rules are. Act like an adult. That's all I'm going to say. If you don't, the taser will be your friend. See how easy that was? That you can you get it any simpler than that? I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I mean, it's simple, it's easy, and wow. That almost got me excited when I said it that simple, you know? Stop, Benny. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, I said it. All right. And you know why I said it? Because the quote of the day, I just feel like doing the quote of the day today. And the quote of the day goes as follows: live with no excuses and love with no regrets. And I'm telling you, man, between those two quotes of the day from earlier this week and this one today, man, I'm on a real high. Not like I hadn't been on a high anyway, but I'm telling you, with those two, I just done decided, man, it's time to just do the damn thing. You know, do the damn thing. Why even worry about it? You know, because somebody's going to find something wrong with whatever you do anyway, so why even worry about them? You understand what I'm saying? Just live with no excuses. If I did it, I did it. So what? As long as I haven't hurt anybody, killed anyone, broken any laws, oh well. And love with no regrets. Man, because I tell you, that thing going, woo, that thing going, four-letter word right there make you do some things you didn't think you would be able to do. You ain't heard me, though. Y'all haven't heard what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, man, you just don't know. Love with no regrets. Yeah, I know. See, that's why I'm glad Cat on. Cat, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. Love with no regrets. More women understand that than the men do. So, I know, man. I understand that too, Cat. I know. Love with no regrets. Okay. All right. You know what I mean? Because sometimes that's what you got to do to keep it going, man. I'm telling you. Lord have mercy. That's all I'm saying to you. Oh, I see my boo just joined me. Hey, boo, what's going on? Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's yeah. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. That's right. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, that was a misprint, Benny. That was a misprint. But y'all just on top of everything today, huh? I'm telling you, y'all must have missed me because everything we say wrong, y'all hopping on it. What's going on? Okay, anyway, once again, here's the quote of the day. Live with no excuses and love with no regrets. I'm telling you, that's what it is. And, of course, we have our song of the day. Now, you know what? Originally, when I picked this song of the day, it went with the topic and it went with what we're going to be talking about today a little bit. And it really does. It does. It still does. But y'all know what? You know, I've had such a wonderful, interesting, mind-blowing, emotionally filled week. I just have to play two songs of the day. I know. I just have to play two, man. Because that's where I'm feeling right now. I mean, I am feeling it. You know, it's amazing because sometimes things go on and, wow, it just makes you breathe a little bit. It makes you appreciate things that you normally wouldn't appreciate. It makes you appreciate people more than you wouldn't appreciate also. It really does. Mm-hmm. I know. I know. That's why you have to love with no regrets. That is very true. Love with no regrets. I know, y'all. I'm stuck on that today, aren't I? That's right. I am. Because sometimes you have to sit down and you have to think about what's important to you, who is important to you. You know, and a lot of times you may be overlooking that one person that's always there for you no matter what, whether you want to be bothered or not. They're there for you, right? Right. They may fuss at you. They may be mad at you. But they're always there for you. Oh, my goodness. Now, I know some of y'all are like, what the heck is he talking about? But there's someone out there who listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. I don't have to say anything else about that, right? Right. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you know this is not meant for you. Uh-huh. That's right. So, anyway, enough of my little random rave right about now. I know y'all ready to get on and get on with the get on. It's Friday, y'all. Freedom Friday. And you know what? We're going to do two songs of the day just because Joe in my chat room wanting to clown me about not being here. So since I wasn't here for 2 days, Joe, you get two songs of the day. Deal with Buddy. And here's the first one. Have a good time. I'll be see y'all in a few.
Yo, what's up? I'm going to kick it with mine, y'all know. Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love. Sent by one from heaven up above. Take a peek, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What?
You got that, y'all. It's
time to make some changes in the lives out there.
Don't leave them damn sheep alone. I'm telling you. You too old to be out there playing with them sheep, Joe. Come in the house. Stop playing. That's right. It's time, y'all. Yeah. And make that change, y'all. Come on. You know what, though? Sometimes when you're making that change, you have to become what? Everyday people. Because, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do. That's right. Got to be some of that everyday people stuff going on. Uh-huh. That's right. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Because today is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So I hope y'all win. Come on. Y'all see, I'm glad to be here today. I'm rocking, y'all. There you go. I see the heads bobbing now. Yeah, you got your feet popping. Yeah, there you go. What you got to say, Joe? I was gone for 2 days. Are you happy I'm back, man?
That's right.
I ain't even hooked up yet. Notice I said yes. I know. You know what? I am Mr. Talk. This is Freedom Friday. That Talk on Blue Dog Talk Radio. And you know what? Let's see if, you know, I got one more I'm going to kick in for y'all. If we don't get on, I want to get y'all in a good mood. Try to get going, huh? Try to jump. Hey. Ain't that right, Vernon?
Just ride it, man. Please let us have it. I bet you I don't like killing Africans, but he wouldn't stop, and I ain't iced too. But I had to take the brother out for being rude. And like I said before, I was mad by him.
You can't be rude because you're going to get taken out. Okay, just one more. And I'm going to leave y'all alone, all right? And this is how I feel about y'all. Every time y'all call in today, y'all call in every day, y'all support me, man. Give me y'all 2 cents, what you think. Y'all make me think and research. So this one is for everyone that calls in the show. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And that was smooth, wasn't it? Well, I'm telling you, I'm working my DJ skills today. Woo! Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna let this one play out, y'all. I just got a little bit. I just gonna give me a drink. I'll be back.
Fire you a little higher.
I know you can't make the man out of the soul of this house.
All right, y'all. And that goes out there, all of everybody who calls the show on a daily basis. Hey, man, and participate. Thank you. Thank you. I'm telling you, because without y'all, hey, wouldn't be nothing. Okay? All right. Now, I think I done touched all the bases that I need to touch for a moment. What y'all think about that, huh? All right, now the phone lines are open. What y'all want to talk about today? It's been 2 days. What the government out there doing? I know the government doing some crazy stuff. Hey, a quilt can be fun, Cat. It can be. Functional and fun. I'll let you work on that one, though. But anyway, so let's see. Oh, I see he done left them go on now. So, all right, everyone, the man I'm finna bring on the air right now. He needs no induction. He lives up there in the mountains with them goats. He always on the air. No matter, he may talk that noise, but he here on a daily basis, y'all. And he comes from that place called Montana, and he is Joe from Montana.
Montana. Hey, Eric, good to have you back.
What's up, man? How you doing? How you doing, man?
Not bad, not bad. Waiting around for it. Didn't know you're going to be gone for 2 freaking days.
Mm. Well, you know, it really wasn't the plan, but, you know, travel causes you to do some things, so, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you're here today.
That gave you a chance to go around and check out other shows and come back and say, yeah, my show is one of the better ones. Go ahead.
I already said that. Your show is one of the better ones for the reasons I've already stated in the past. you're right. I already told you. First off, you always take a look at your switchboard, then you pick up very quickly, and then you allow people to talk, and if they get out of hand, you zap them, but then you let them come back on. This is something that only yourself and Perry and myself have done.
Okay.
So there's, and I've been on a lot of shows. I've been here since 2008. I've been on, God, it must be a couple hundred shows by now.
Wow.
I mean, more than a couple hundred, because you can actually go on about 20 different shows a week if you are looking for something, you know, to talk about.
Right.
So I've been on. Must be 400 or 500 by now in 4 years, easily.
Good Lord, Joe. Yeah, dude. I'm like with everybody else. Like, do you have a sleep? Good Lord. That's why you be falling asleep on shows.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You on the air 24/7. Hey,
right.
Design, I see you out there, girl. Thank you for joining us. Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, today is fun, Joe. So I see you want to talk about the government. What the government doing today? You know, we're going to talk about this love thing, y'all. Don't think I ain't forgot about
this.
We want to know.
We can go on the love thing.
Doesn't matter. Well, our great government is up to today. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I've been gone for a couple of days.
All right, let me tell you. I'll tell you what I've downloaded already. I usually download about 20 to 30 different websites a day. Because when I say I do my research, I just don't look at websites and just pass them by. I download them to keep them so that I know what's going on, so I know what the timeline is of what the government's doing to us. I've been doing this since about 2005. So I have about, I don't know, 10,000, 25,000 different articles that I've downloaded. So I can tell you what's going on today. Number one, okay?
Oh, Lord. China. Okay, I'm listening.
All right. Obama's going to go into Syria. He said that they've crossed the red line. They've used the chemical weapons. So now he's going to authorize our boys to go into Syria. Again, we're not minding our own business.
Are you sure he's going to authorize our boys? Or is he just going to go ahead and give the Syrian rebels some weapons to fight with?
Same shit.
Now, is he really going to go ahead and send our troops over there like we really can afford to send them anywhere else? Come on, Joe. Or are we going to go ahead and quit sending the rebels weapons undercover and go ahead and just go on and give it to them outright so everybody know that we're not having this mess going on over there anymore? Is that the red line that they supposedly crossed?
Oh, yeah, they crossed the red line, according to him, about the sarin gas. If we don't put boots on the ground directly, what we're going
to
do
we can't afford to put boots on the ground, Joe. You know this.
We're $14 trillion in debt. You think that's going to stop us?
Damn right.
Yeah. Okay. What government were you in?
Look, I'm just going to tell you what it is. People are getting we don't have it right now. That's like going into Somalia all over again. We're not doing that. If we learned anything from that one, we know, you know, we're not going anywhere like that. Oh Lord, here we go with the best. Hold on, let me bring let me bring this man in coming from Louisiana. He was once a heavy trucker. He's the man with the plan from Louisiana, Mr. Lowe. N-O, that is. What's up, Lowe?
What's going on, man? What's the deal? What's
happening, man?
Let's get it ready, yeah.
Lowe,
yeah,
tell
get it ready.
That's right.
Tell your former sergeant how we're going into Syria.
We ain't going to no damn Syria.
Jack, I'm going to say it like this. They already got the CIA in Syria, and I don't know why, but, you know, they want to get over there and disrupt those people's way of lives, of course, and so they can bring in somebody else to tell them what they ought to do. That'll be the United States puppet. We all know that. So, yeah, I can see some troops going there, and if there was any gassing, I assure you that the people that we're financing right now, the $1 billion that all the people overseas, and I'm sure the Americans gave some money too, pledged to the Syrian quote-unquote rebels, that money's going directly for gas and weapons and everything else. So, hey, I don't believe anything Obama said. He can say that my mama loved my daddy, and I'll go and ask. I don't believe anything they say.
Nothing.
Those people, this government, well, the government in general, not just this, it's always been a boiling point. Now it's come to the top of the boiler, and it's boiling over now. I mean, they're getting rid of your quote unquote Christian values in the military. We both know that, so.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty good statement right there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So soon it will only be murder, 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 regardless of who it is.
You know what, and here's the thing about that, man. I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, in fact, I remember looking at the news last night, in fact, and here in Texas, they passed a law, and I just started laughing, to where this school year, when it comes up to around Christmas and they have the nativity scenes and everything, that would be protected against lawsuits, so nobody would be able to sue the schools for having nativity scenes. And another thing is they have to have another religion represented. I say, really? Are we really getting to that point in this crazy-ass country we live in to where we have to pass laws to protect nativity scenes? Really?
Yeah. Well,
is it that bad now?
You cover one lie with another lie. The nativity scene was a lie, is a lie, so cover that lie with another lie. I don't have a problem with it.
But I mean, it's not basically about the nativity scene, more than less it's about freedom of religion. That's what I'm getting at. You know, so now we're talking about hiding things about freedom of religion. Really? I mean, it's to the point you can't say we already know, you know, now you have to be careful about what the religion you talk about anyway. But I just think this is just really getting out of hand.
Do yourself a favor. I mentioned his name before, and I'm sure Joe has some information on Albert Pike. Do your own research behind Albert Pike. I mean, you know, how else, if you wasn't a senator, a congressman, or nothing, how else you going to get a statue of you in Washington, D.C., anywhere in Washington, D.C.?
Well,
this man was never elected to any office in Washington. He's got a statue up there in Washington.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a statue, but I know that he predicted the three world wars, and he predicted the conflict between the Muslims and the rest of the world. I think he even predicted the atomic bomb, I'm not sure. But the thing is that this guy was the originator of the Illuminati here in America. Anyway, that's the way the theory goes. Hey, Kat, I want you to call in, Kat.
Why do you want Kat to call in?
Well,
Kat,
why do you want Kat?
Because
Kat says right now she's putting a quilt together. Leave her alone. Let her finish
her quilt. No. She knows why I wanted to call her. She knows why.
Kat might be getting chased by a dog right now. So let's
Lord have mercy. Why you had to go there already?
Hey, it's Friday. It's Friday, damn it. That's why I went there.
See?
Freaky Friday.
See ya. But say what? No, anyway. Ain't nobody checking. What the man? Whatever. Anyway,
do your own.
The phone, Eric.
Well, first, Kat, you got to raise your hand. I see the number there,
Kat,
but your
hand's
not raised, so I don't know you want to talk to anybody.
That's right.
I don't know.
If you text Kat back and forth privately, then damn.
Huh? Say what?
No, no, no. She's saying that in the chat room.
Hello, Kat. How are you doing today?
Well, it's about time. I have to do everything. I have to push one, call in and push a one, two.
Well, Kat,
yeah,
Kat, I'm,
you
know,
do.
I don't have a crystal ball here. I just have a microphone. Today, I don't know you want to talk.
That's true, Kat.
Today is the no estrogen day.
You got to put that hand up.
Yeah, I got to see you now.
My hand's up.
Okay.
Okay, you had him up when he was...
All right, Kat, now we know it's you. Okay.
Yeah, it's me, Joe. Oh, okay. It's me telling you all that. It's all right. Me.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to reveal your business, so I just wanted to make sure it was you. That's all.
Yeah, it's her. Okay, anyway.
It's me.
Okay.
All right.
Because now I'm taking a look at the... I have to find out to make sure, because... Should I talk about it, Kat? Because this is also something else that people should know about.
If you want to talk about it in general terms.
In general, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What people should know is that when you have people inside your chat room, this goes for everybody, especially talk show hosts, make sure you know who they are, because other people will come along and use their names. But they will change it in just a little way that you don't recognize, and they'll start trouble. So let's say, for example, I'm Ava Indiana, right? So somebody can come along, and if you take a look at the way Ava Indiana is spelled, there's a space between Ava and Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody can come along and have a new name called Ava Indiana, but they'll have Ava, no space, Indiana, but you'll think it's me. Now, this fucking bastard will go from show to show causing trouble and blaming it on me. So
okay, that must have happened to you, Brady, huh?
Not with Ava, no.
Oh, okay.
But with other people, it's happening. Yeah.
Well, Kat, you'd be good to know your friend, you know, that was following you around. Well, you know, he got booted the other day. We handled him, so you ain't got to worry about him coming in here bothering you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well.
On that note, are you just sure he was following you around? I mean, you know, I'm curious.
Well, do you know what cyber stalking is?
To me, it doesn't exist, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's beyond just the chat room. He has now brought it into my personal life.
Oh, my.
It can happen, but it's hard. But it can happen.
Joe, I don't need a white knight inside of my cat. How did it happen? Let her finish. How did it happen? How did it happen?
My.
I will.
Since I got gloves on, because Joe gonna jump all over.
Low, will you let her finish?
I'm good.
Okay,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right. God, I got 3 Michaels on the phone today.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what, Kat? You were good till you said that. Wait a minute, let me find it. You were good till you said that. She had to say it. She had to say it. She just had to say it.
Oh, back to Michael.
Man,
okay.
Ooh.
All right. Okay, Kat.
She was
going to
talk about it. I can talk about it until she gets back on.
Go ahead.
Because she was telling me about it. She'll be back on. And the thing is, this fucking guy, I'm not going to say his name because it's showing, we don't know who it is for sure, but we have a good idea, is following her around. He's a techie. He's been on other shows. He's been on shows. He's been on this show too, Eric, bad-mouthing me in the name of Michael, making it seem like Michael's bad-mouthing me.
Mm.
We don't know for sure who it is, so I'm not going to mention his name. I'm just going to say allegedly it's this fucking guy. But even if it's not this guy, it goes to show that there are people who just want to make trouble, will steal your name, will use their knowledge of technology, and just fucking, you know, just to be a clown. But he also found out Kat's personal life. So that goes beyond just this particular type of cyber stalking. That's why she's concerned.
I'll tell you how he did it. Because we had a mutual friend, and he had this mutual friend send me a website. And so I clicked on it, this link, because I trusted this person who was my friend. And what it was a website he had created, the stalker.
Mm-hmm.
So he got my IP address. He now knows my personal information about people in my family who do not even know about BTR, do not go on BTR. And he's putting those names, I mean, just names that nobody should know. I mean, it would be too far. It would be crazy for someone to know it, you know?
That sounds like
really
BTR Jerry Springer type shit.
Well, there
yeah,
you
I mean,
go.
The guy,
yeah, it's
yeah.
really bad. And if Eric will talk to me, you know, he's got, we can talk after the show and I'll let him know, what, you know, more. But this is serious. It's a federal crime, what he did to me. And I'm not, and I'm sure he's listening right now as one of the guests. And I just want him to know that there's an organization called IC3.gov, and all reports, and I want to tell people out there who aren't feel like they're being harassed on the internet, there's a website called IC3, I for India, C for Charlie, 3, like the number 3, .gov, and you can file a report there, and it goes straight to the FBI, and it's filtered through, and the FBI determines which type of action they're going to take. But yeah, I've made several reports to them about this individual.
Let me shoot some at you, Kat.
Wow.
Now,
that, you know, that
unless,
is serious right there.
Unless you were a senator, a congressman, or some a congresswoman, or something like that, unless you were somebody like that, the FBI will only get back to your family after whoever this person is and actually killed everybody in your family. Then it don't matter. Now, unless
well,
you were somebody that was an elected official or something, they don't care nothing about you or me. Okay, they set up something to say that we have a buffer in place for that. They don't care anything about us.
Oh, I disagree. No.
Oh, you would.
Because this person does have a gun license, and this person should have information on me that they should not have. And so there's, I mean, for a cyber stalking in the way that my information was obtained is a criminal offense. It's a felony.
I understand. Everything you're saying, I understand. I'm shaking my head up and down. Yes, okay, yes. But the people that you say, oh, they'll do this, and those people don't give a damn about you. You're always coming on these shows acknowledging that they don't give a damn about us. I mean, they have something in place. Okay, that's just like end-of-day formation for Friday. Hey, don't beat your spouse, don't beat your dog, don't beat your kids, don't beat your wife. And after that formation, somebody's going to leave there and going to do something. And those people that say, hey, don't do this, they know somebody's going to do something. That's
well,
all I'm
you
saying.
Don't understand.
You don't
know where this stuff is going. Now he has an FBI file. Anytime someone is reported to the FBI, a file is created. Now, if something were, if this comes to a court case, it will. I have all this documentation of where there's a history of this behavior. So
do you even know who this person is?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay. Well, you said you're married, right? You're married?
What?
You're
okay.
married?
Yes,
okay,
I'm married.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it like this. If I was Mr. Cat and I had all of this information about this dude that's going to put my family information out there, I would go check that motherfucker. But, you know, he ain't built like me, so it is what it is. We'll just let the government handle it.
That's entirely possible, too.
That would have been...
That's entirely possible,
I tell you what, Mr. Talk, I'm going to ask you a question. If your lady was going on these shows and some motherfucker was following her around and put everybody's information out there, I don't think you're going to wait for the government to go and finally get over there to them. Are you?
Well, now, if I have
a physical address... Hold on, guys.
But see, we're not talking about a physical address here. We're just talking about over the Internet. And, you know, that's one of the hardest things. But I understand what you're saying, Lo, but you got to understand this guy... She's talking about electronically right now, so it's kind of hard to find somebody like that.
Hold
no, you
on,
don't.
Guys. Let's not talk about what we could do, would do in case some sort
well,
of
I'm just
that
saying.
Might end up
all
with some
right,
sort of physical alteration. All right, we know that the government is listening, so let's not condemn ourselves.
Who?
Okay.
Condemn
you.
Ourselves.
Okay. Isn't the government listening?
Oh well, they
what
listen
I'm
all the time.
Is you don't make vague threats nowadays. Back. Few years ago, you could do it because it's all talk. But if something,
right,
okay, but now, look at what's happening. Look what's happening to Kat. A fucking one guy, all right, is invading her privacy. Take a look at what, now, see what the government can do with the invasion of our privacy.
Well,
see,
I mean,
then, make the extension from there to what the government can do to taking a look at what we're saying about vague threats.
Look, they're already listening to us, so, okay, let's move on, man.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But
what
I'm saying is be careful.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
be
careful. Yeah,
be
careful. Okay. Thank you for putting that out there, though. So I hope they actually are listening and paying attention to those out there. So be careful of certain things. But thank you. That's some good information, though. So I guess I'll check out. Low. Back up. Get in the garage, Low. Go back in the garage. Go back in the garage. Okay.
I guess I'm gonna just shut up. Then. Hey,
yeah,
I'll
we
go back
to shit. We have to get you restarted, for boy. Okay, back up.
I'll go back in the damn queue then and cuss everybody out while ain't nobody listening.
Look,
there you go.
Look, Vernon laughing at you right now.
I'll be laughing too in another another year and a half. I'll be laughing too when he take his ass in there and get that 40 filler. I'll be laughing too.
Oh, have mercy anyway. All right. Thank you for
the time. Mr. Talk,
right.
I will say this, right, man. Hey, you made a great guest yesterday. I'm glad I got the chance to see you yesterday.
Oh, no problem, man.
Oh,
no
you
problem.
Two got together yesterday? Cool. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We chewed up the fat for a few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, did you talk about old times?
old times, new times, and
we talked about how to make some money. Yeah, we talked about
it. Oh, that was the kicker. Yeah, that was the kicker. And you're right. There should be a show where you should have a show, I'm suggesting, for people that did serve in the military. They need to know all of their ins and outs before they get out or after they've gotten out because, you know, what you, I, and others are and have went through and are going to go through, man, it should happen.
Tell me about it. I'm doing that same thing shit right now. I'm checking up on certain governmental programs because I'm a vet. You don't know how many times I got to go from website to website, link to link. I'm talking to different people, too, within the Veterans Administration. And they're telling me to go here, go here. And I'm calling up this number, that number, this number, that number. And then all of a sudden, it just seems to lead right around back to where I started. It's a bunch of bullshit.
That's right.
That's why Kat is the joke. Kat is the person to go to for that information. Aren't you lucky you met me?
Well, if you are, I am lucky.
Well, regardless, we're gonna work on that show real soon. Because like I said, well, I don't know. I know Joe was listening, but you know, I got some big things planned for some shows coming up with a lot of information. You know, with actual experts and stuff like that. So we gonna make some things happen here real shortly.
Okay.
Y'all get ready. Y'all get really, 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 really ready for a
absolutely
really good show.
You know, and my thing is this, you know, and I understand where you're going, but if you were the guy that was like me, I never, ever, ever malingered, man. I remember one day, one night, I was coming out of the little orderly room.
Club?
Not that gate. I was coming out of the orderly room, and I twist my ankle. And I hurt myself bad, very bad. I got up the next morning. I went to PT. I toughed it out, and I carried on. I could hardly walk, but I still ran and did everything I was supposed to because
that's right.
I was not going to get put on some old bullshit duty. Because, oh, okay, well, you can't run? Okay, well, we have this for you then. I wasn't going to get
KP
stuck on that. I wasn't going to get stuck on that, man. But in the event that you're that type of soldier and you don't want to get stuck on foolishness because you know that it exists. And so you do everything that you can, even if you're hurting, and you never go to the sick call, you never claim anything or anything like that. You just want to do your time and go about your business. After you've been in and after you've gotten out, things start to happen that you didn't notice because your body was used to all that physical activity. You know? And you have a lot of people that right now, you're in your 20s, early 30s, and you're doing all this exercise and physical training and stuff. Oh, yeah, you're great. But the closer you get to 40 years old or a little bit over 35, things start to change. you know, and you got a lot of people that's going to be caught in the same bubble.
Like your bedroom activities, right, Lon?
Hey, I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what the point of the show is today.
That's right.
Well,
the point of the show is, does it get better with time? I don't know, Joe. That was kind of a crack saying that he's been slowed down, but I don't know. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, before we get started, I want to say thank you to Kat and Lo for the, you know, the information y'all have spread. And like I said before, we're going to get these shows out to where we're going to get this information out to those that need it. For those that didn't know they need it, that will say, oh, yeah, maybe I need to check into this. But, yeah, we're going to get these shows out. So y'all get ready because they're coming. You know,
good.
So once again, thank you, Kat and Lo, and especially what Kat put out there, because a lot of people aren't aware that there are people who are out there who can do those things, you know, when you do come on shows like this. You know, I'm kind of catching them. I'm trying to catch them and go and find them myself. But anyway, but yeah, that's some good stuff. All right, now, let's get on with the get on, man. Let's get to the love-making part today. It's Friday. We're supposed to have some fun. You know what I mean? And God dang it, it's Friday, so hopefully somebody's going to be trying to get a little bit this weekend.
Little what? Little cat?
Oh, what?
Yeah, okay.
What are you talking about?
See? They said that was a play on the words. That was a play on words. So we're talking about love making.
Yep.
We're talking about love making, but he played on your name, then, a little cat. When we're trying to get a little cat. See? He,
little cat.
Yeah, he trying to play on the words right now on your name. But okay, it's all right. So anyway, let's talk about some things. Now, we all know when we youngsters, and, you know, we think we the Mac, and we be laying it down in the bedroom, and, you know, and all those good things that we claim we can, we have done, and we can do, you know, like
women
staying
do it
in
too.
All night long. Well,
women,
yeah.
Do it too. Women do it too.
Okay, well, we have Kat on the line, so hopefully, you know, she.
See, Lon's always going
cares.
In there with the female bashing.
Oh, huh? Say what?
You're a damn liar. I love women. You and that other dude was the faggots, not me. I love
it. Wait. Stop. We're not going that route today, okay?
All right.
Let's go on and clear that up. We're not going there today. All right. We're staying strictly heterosexual, men, women,
it's
you know,
easy.
Love making, you know, older, you know, from a certain age to a certain age. Does love making get better? I don't want to hear nothing about the two people are the same, you know,
no,
whatever.
No, you missed.
We talking heterosexual relations
me
today.
Too.
All
me
right.
Too. I was only referring to the other female bashers that used to always come on. That's
I
all.
Know what you was
that's
talking
more.
About. But see,
yeah.
That gets started right there, and then we end up on left field somewhere. So today,
right.
We're talking
right.
Heterosexual relationships, and does love making get better with age? Now,
I think it does.
You think it does? Why does you think it does? Why you think it does, for real?
I think it does because, okay, when you're a youngster, you know, you're a teenager or in your early 20s, you don't really have a commitment to anyone other than yourself. You know, you're not committed to ensuring that this person that you're with feels good and you know, the whole situation is right, and you're doing everything you can to please them
okay,
as well.
No, before you get into that, let me ask this one question, though. All right.
Ask me.
At any age, right, how can I put it, what makes sex good at any age? Put it that way. Is that just an individual thing, or is there some general guidelines that make sex good at any age?
I think it's different at different ages. If you are 21 years old and you're just out there banging, 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 oh, it's good because, okay, well, you know, I've hit her and I've had sex with her and, oh, yeah, I had sex with all these women. But, you know, when you get in your 30s or late 20s or whatever and you find that significant person, it's more of an, you know, more special, I think. You know,
it's
I want to make sure. I think it is more special because if you find that person that you want to be with, that you're supposed to be with or whatever, you're doing any and everything that you can to ensure that they're pleased as well as you're pleased. So, yeah, I think it's different at different ages, you know. If you're 21 years old, you're not thinking about getting married to somebody. You know, you're thinking about having some great sex, and you want to have great sex all night long, you know.
Oh, all night long? Is that another one of those great myths that make us think that sex is so great that we can go all night, quote unquote, all night long? Is that part of what makes sex so great that we can go all night long? Okay, now I know I got Joe and Kat on the line too. Now don't be sitting there all silent. I'm asking everybody. So, hello.
You don't have to go all night if you know what the hell you're doing. That's what I'm saying. You know what the hell you're doing. You good.
Let's be real. You know, when you was younger, you know, that's the first thing you're going to call, I get in that all night long.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now I'm going to say, don't act like you don't know what we're talking about now.
I told that lie.
What about you, Kat? Do women think along that line, those lines anywhere?
I've never had sex. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. You said she had grandchildren. Oh, wow.
Well, okay, she has not been adopted. I don't know.
Of course it gets better. Of course men get smarter. But believe it or not, when you're not putting all that testosterone into having sex, you know, 10 times a day, or one way or another, when you're older, your brain gets better and your heart gets softer.
Okay, so what you're saying is less is better more often than not.
Well,
not,
you know,
it's
you
not
define
the frequency, more the quality.
Well, see, guys, I think we need to define what sex is. You all are defined, if you're defining sex as the actual contact of the genitalia, then that's, you know, for a woman, sex is a whole lot more than that. It's everything that leads up to it can be just this exciting. It's not just about the orgasm. It's about how you treat each other and the respect and the tenderness and intimacy that builds up to it. And I think men come to realize that when they're older. It's not just about being in bed, bumping uglies and some dumb, you know. Didn't you see that movie, Sweet Dreams? It's about Patsy Cline. First time she met her husband, he walked up to her. He said, "So you want to bump uglies or what?" So I think that was a funny. Anyway, I'm just rambling. Believe me, you guys are going to get better when you get older.
Oh, okay.
We're already old.
So is there a specific recipe we should be using to say we going to get better? That makes to ensure that we're getting better. At what age do you really start getting better? You know, at what age? What age does it become not sex and lovemaking? I guess that's what we really need to figure out first, huh? Or what is the difference between the two?
I think the best lovemaking is when people are intimate or have the ability to always be intimate with each other. You know, when you have that total trust in each other and love and all that, sex is so much better.
You already know what the recipe is, because I already know it. We've already discussed it. If two people are willing to please each other, they're going to try to be willing to please each other in the bedroom activities. So what's going to happen? I'm going to ask her. She's going to ask me. We're going to teach each other. That's how we do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay.
Because, you know, when we're young, we know it all. We don't want to ask her because we don't want to make her feel like we don't know what we're doing. But when you're past 40, you know, you start saying, enough of this nonsense. Let me really try to please her by finding out from her what pleases her.
Hmm. And okay. Now, here's another question then. What if she doesn't know what pleases her? Then what? Can you still have great sex even though she doesn't know? But you know,
well, you find out
pleases
together.
You?
I mean, one thing about that, she can't complain about you if she doesn't know about her own body.
Joe almost said her own self.
I was about to say that.
Lord.
Yeah.
All right.
My question is, why your ass always got to holler when you get past 40? Why you always got to go past goddamn 40?
Because I'm past 40.
Okay, well, what about when you was past 30?
I was mature, but I wasn't quite as insightful as I am now. I didn't go through the 10 years of experience between 30 and 40 until I reached 40.
Okay. All right. So it has a lot to do with the maturity of the individual themselves then. Or as the new word is, the maturation. Yeah?
I think it's about intimacy. I think it's about being able to be intimate at any time. You know, when you can be vulnerable with each other and trusting, and you get, you know, when you're younger, you're just always worried about how you look and how other women are looking at him and, you know, all that bullshit. When it just becomes the two of you and you're really united as one, then everything is good. I mean, you know, some nights I just don't even cook anything. I just, you know, and I'm a really good cook, and that's the one thing. I'm not bragging. I just learned all this on my own, but I just don't feel like cooking. My husband doesn't care if I don't cook, you know. We don't get upset about the small things like that in life. You know, we don't let, like, the petty things, you know, we don't fight over the small things anymore. We used to fight over, like, I don't mean fight, you know, like a little bickering and stuff or a small thing.
Right. Okay, so that's interesting. So you keep mentioning this word intimacy. What is intimacy? I mean, what do you consider? I mean, you're giving us right now general, you know, things, but what is intimacy? What is that?
Intimacy.
You mentioned vulnerability.
It is. It's vulnerability. It's the absence of fear. It's the absence of fear where you can express anything to that other person, and you're respectful of each other. It's the only thing. Intimacy is the thing that you feel between each other that you don't feel with somebody else, where you can be yourself.
But you mentioned something. You said, that essentially it's essentially the lack of fear. Vulnerability means you feel free to expose your weaknesses, knowing that the other person is going to exploit them. Men have a problem with that, and I'm not saying a problem in a negative way. I'm saying that we men cannot reveal ourselves as much as we'd like to our women, and we know that intuitively, because if you do that too often, certainly at the same rate that women do it to us, then you get thought of as somebody who's weak, as opposed to somebody who's just expressing vulnerability. So
that's a good point. That's Joe, you know what? You made a hell of a point there, my brother. I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to one of my friend girls today, and I was like, hey, I see a lot of photographs with you and this guy. What's going on? And the first thing came out of her mouth is, that motherfucker is too weak of a man for me.
Wow.
And I was like, so what exactly do you mean by that? She said, well, you know, he's too friendly. I mean, and you know, it's one thing to just, you know, to start out and to try to find out about each other and to talk and everything, but he's bringing everything and laying it right there in my face. And, you know, I'm thinking that this is moving too fast. And, you know, like even she said, even to the point where she's getting ready to get out the car, he's going to just rush around. You know, she's like, hey, you know, it's fine to do things like that, but you don't have to do that every time. You know, she said he's just too, for the lack of a better word, bitchified. And he kind of nags a little too much, she said. You know, when you have intimacy, then, you know, it comes with a little nag taking, you know. But
nag? What is a nag? How does a man nag? Okay. I want to hear this one. What do you mean he nags too much? A little bit too much. What the heck is that?
He's always checking up on her and always asking for reassurance and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, I would say clingy. That's more clingy than nagging, wouldn't you think?
Same thing in certain ways.
No, that's not the same thing.
Well, if
that's what,
clinging,
that's what you
in a way, in certain ways.
You know, and I think it's on the individual basis of each woman, though, you know, because you have some women, they would want a man to be that way,
yeah.
You know, and
then you have others that, you know, he's a little too sensitive for me. You know, I think he's more sensitive than I am. You know,
isn't it the woman's ultimate complaint is men aren't as open as that we should be with them?
And that's a bullshit fucking complaint.
Here's a man, and you using your example, Lo, here's a man that's doing that to his lady, and she's complaining about it. So,
well,
you know,
that,
or
that's
is this
the thing
a,
right there.
Is this is the not the example, just something that just happens. She's
from
you know,
my understanding. From my understanding, they're mm-hmm. not exclusive yet, and he's already wanting to claim her. You know. They're not exclusive. They're still in the you know, the friends phase. And, you know, he jumped right past the friends phase, you know.
Well, he may be going a little bit too fast, but that can't. But still, her accusation that he's too weak for me is bullshit. She can say he's going too fast. But the guy's trying to please her. Yeah, he's doing it too fast. But then all you got to do, sweetie, is just tell him to slow down a little.
Well, from guys like that, I know from past experience talking with women, because I have a lot of female friends. I have a lot of female friends. Guys like that, he'll wind up being more like her brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or he'll be introduced as her friend. That's it.
Okay, so basically, this young lady we're talking about in this example will be considered one of the ones that want the roughneck or whatever. So she really has no idea as far as what she wants as far as love making anyway. She just
has an
ideology of what she's looking for, but she really has no idea herself.
What she wants,
basically.
Right. I'll go with that one. I'll agree with that, because I told her, I'm like, you know, it's not all the time that you'll meet someone that's going to put you first, you know, because when you meet somebody like that, then you might want to at least acknowledge them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about females. Even if she found somebody that she liked, if this guy was giving her a lot of attention, he could be very handsome, he could have money, he could have personality, but if he's paying a lot of attention to her, being very considerate towards her, she would find it boring because she would take it for granted.
Hold on, because I don't want us to slide down the wrong alley right here. Okay, so since we do have Kat, a woman, on the phone, Kat, let me ask you this question. Is, as we say, being nice or what have you, is that part of the intimacy that you're trying to say, talk about, or is this just leading up to whatever, the actual relationship?
Well, y'all are talking about manners and like that, but, I mean, my husband hasn't always been as nice as he is now, because I wasn't as nice as I am now.
Revelation.
But, and I want to ask you guys a question. Have you guys had a friend, a female friend, that you wanted it to be more? You wanted actually to have sex with her. You wanted to be her boyfriend. But yet you continued being friends with her, and she could call you up and say, you know, would you like to go to movies? Would you like to go to eat or something? And it's not really a date, but you're sitting there and you're thinking, gosh, I really want to go to bed with her. And you continued in that relationship, and you kind of tortured yourself over it. Have y'all ever done that?
I haven't. I would have probably if I was in my teens and 20s. I definitely would not do it now that I'm in my 40s.
I have not, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't have that much control over myself to just want to bullshit around at the movies or whatnot. You know, if we're driving and 9 times out of 10, you know, we probably had a nice little drink before we got to the movies or on our way to the movies, and, you know, I'll be looking at you looking damn good or whatever. I've always told women, I don't want you to see me, if we cool, I don't want you to see me as your brother or whatever, because your brother's not supposed to think about having sex with you. I'm thinking about fucking you. That's real talk.
Oh, God.
I didn't, I didn't want to be that close to you, not like that. I mean, I want you to keep it in the back of your mind.
It's
that
better
we got
to say it than not.
Absolutely. No, I don't want to be considered your friend like that, you know. So, no,
wow.
I mean, I could be driving, and next thing you know, I got my hand on your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhere else.
Well, let me ask you.
Your brother won't do that.
Okay, hold on. Before we go any further, let me read this from my avid listener, Alonzo. Say, as a man, if you keep exercising the legs and you keep honest, open communication, really ask her what she likes and focus on making her feel good, then it keeps getting better and better. Okay. That makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I'm sorry. I just had to get that out there. He sent that to me in the email, so we lived it. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead. What you was about to say?
Whoa.
Kat was about to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kat. Go ahead.
Let me ask you another question. Do you have a friend right now, a girlfriend? I mean, you called them a friend girl earlier, Lo. Do you have, any of you guys have a friend girl that you, if she called you up right now and said, I mean, I don't know if you guys are single or not or what your situation is, but if you were single and you had a friend who called you up and said, you know, I really want you to come over and have sex with me, would you do it?
Well, I mean, I can answer that one. You know, back in my day, I had a friend like that.
Please.
I mean, I did. I had a friend like that. You know, it was, you know, we had it to where it was on special times of the year when that's what we would do. You know, if we both were single, that's exactly what we would do. And, you know,
said,
until...
Home and love a friend, huh? Home and love.
Say what? I mean, it started out we were friends first, though. You know, and
right,
just
right.
We have been friends for years, and then we just decided, hey, if we single, you know, certain times of the year, we would, you know, help each other get over the hump or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, that's what we did until... You know, I guess until, you know, she got married, and then it was still cool. We still friends and stuff, you know, but, you know, yeah, so it depends. There has to be an understanding there, though. You know, you have to have a real understanding and maturation, as they say, you know, to be able to handle something like that. Because regardless of how you look at it, feelings are going to pop in one time, you know, one way or another, because you are giving of yourself when you do have sex, make love, or however you want to put it. So, but, yeah, I've been there before. It can be done. It's not an easy thing to do, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answers your question.
But it was mutual.
Yes, it was mutual.
But she knew. Yeah, but what if it wasn't mutual? And you really, you were going along in this friendship, and she knew that you wanted to have sex with her, but she didn't. I mean, you didn't know that she knew that. You thought you were just friends. I guess this is getting too complicated.
I can answer that. First off, you're right. It has to be mutual. Whether it's mutual on both people thinking we're both friends with benefits, there are no feelings there, or both have feelings for one another. But if one is getting feelings more than the other, then that person who is not getting feelings, who is not on the same level as the one who is now experiencing unrequited love, that person should not feel guilty because they started out on the same playing level. So if I feel more towards her than she does towards me after a few months, that's my problem. That's not hers.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Friends with bullshit. Friends with benefits, bullshit. I hate that phrase. I get hurt. Oh, it burns me. Oh, wow.
Why do you dislike that so?
I just don't like the term. I mean, you know, okay, if that's somebody that you are friends with, that you're having sex with, okay, we just friends, period. All this book, benefits, bullshit, bam. We're just friends, period.
Yeah, but friends usually don't fuck. So if friends are fucking, those are the benefits.
Let's put it this way. You know, and I'm glad you said that, Joe, because, look, we always say when you're in a relationship, you should be friends with your mate, right? Is that
right.
Not
right.
What you say? Okay,
right.
So if that's the case, then you're having sex with your friend anyway, right? I mean, I'm just going to roll it technically. So you basically are, you know, friends with benefits. When you marry them, they're your friend, right? Supposedly.
No, that's most of the time, they're not your friend. Most of the time, most people don't know one another.
He's so quick to jump on that one, though, when you say marry.
Okay, we're going to keep
you know what,
okay, we go, but I'm saying, well, my point is this. You know, friends with benefits, whatever. You know, if you're friends and you have that understanding, both of you are mature enough to handle it, why not? You can have good sex. You know, as long as you understand, both of you understand the parameters that's going to come with that situation that you placed yourself in, I don't see what the issue is. Now, I guess the issue does become an issue, is as Kat say, feelings get stronger from one than the other person. And they one want to act more, you know, go a little further than the other one, and there's some friction there, then I guess that could make it a lot more complicated than it should be. But, it is what it is.
But, you know, another thing, too, another question that arises out of that is, does the person who knows that the other one is growing a lot of feelings, okay, let's say the girl knows that the guy is falling in love with her. Does the girl have any responsibility to try to slow things down, or should she feel responsible for having him fall in love with her? And I say, if she's considerate enough, yeah, she should be considerate of his feelings, try to slow things down, but she should let him know that she doesn't feel for him the same way, but still treat him with compassion, treat him with respect. But if he still continues to feel that way, don't blame the girl. He knew from the get-go what was happening. If his feelings got out of line, his feelings got out of line.
I don't know. Joe, I kind of understand what you're saying. But if you have any notion that that's about to happen, you know, I would hope that you would slowly back away from that type of situation then. You know, because the parameters have changed for one and not the other. So now, if you continue to let it, you know, build slowly, even though you know what's going on, then you add more fuel to the fire.
Not if he or she knows about it. If for example, I've been in this situation where one girl in particular was developing very strong feelings for me. I knew it. We talked about it.
Okay. Right.
But if she wanted to go to bed, fine. But I'm not going to feel guilty, you know, if she's going to start with, but you know how I feel, and I'm going to say, you know how I feel. We talked about it.
But see, you know what? That's a blanket statement, though, Joe. That's blanket. Okay, I know how you feel right now. Now, do I really know how you feel? No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I know how you feel right now. I'm telling you, I know how you feel right now. I know how Lo feel. I know how Kat feel. Do I really know how you feel? Either any of y'all feel? No. So now, you know, that's a big old blanket statement, but you really, you haven't told anyone anything.
No, wait a minute. How'd you get that? I'm telling her specifically.
Okay.
I understand how you feel.
Uh-huh.
You're falling in love with me, right? Yes,
okay.
I'm falling in love with you. Do you want to stop? No. Okay. So then we continue. But now she's saying, and now she's going to bring up in the future, well, you know how I feel. I mean, you should, don't you think you should fall in love with me too? No.
Well, sometimes you're just not at the space in your life to fall in love. You know, relationships that last it's a matter of timing. You know that.
Yeah.
you could meet somebody that you're really attracted to and they're married to somebody else or you're with somebody else and it's just not the right, I mean, you know what I mean? You just can't, you have other responsibilities.
Yeah, but you can't, right. As long as you're treating the other person openly and with respect, you can't be condemned for not feeling the same way they do. In other words, I'm supposed to feel the same way you do, or you're supposed to feel the same way I do simply because you feel that way. People don't feel at the same time is what you're talking about, Kat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
As long as I'm treating her like a human being and she knows up front what I'm there for, and I'm treating her with respect, I don't want to hear any bullshit about, well, you know, you don't want to live up to your responsibilities. Fuck that shit.
Oh, Lord. See, once again, That kind of going the wrong way, isn't it, Joe? I mean,
no.
If that's the case, then so basically what you're saying, the sex is banging, the sex has gotten better and better and better, but you still not feeling anything for this girl, and she's beginning to feel a little bit more for you, and then you just like, okay, I'm just going to keep having the sex because the sex is on point, and that's it.
If she knows how I feel, she, as a fully grown woman, has to take responsibility for knowing what the situation is. Don't blame somebody for something for which he is not to be, should not be worthy of blame.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
If she knows what the story is and she still keeps coming over or allows me to keep coming over, do not say I'm responsible for anything. Same thing goes for the man. If you know, a lot of men get involved with women who are very good in bed, never had anything like it, start falling in love very quickly and want to develop a relationship very quickly. But if the girl doesn't want to develop the relationship very quickly and she's treating him nicely, she's treating him right, then the onus isn't on her. It's on him.
You know, okay. I go back to, you know, I said on the show one of the first times I called it, and y'all were talking about relationships.
Uh-huh.
In your 20s and maybe into your 30s, you're still trying to figure out what happened in your childhood, and you're still looking for that person, that other person, to kind of fulfill what the emotional needs or attachments that you didn't get in your childhood. That happens to everybody. It's just psychologically the way we are. And I think that when you get older, you've worked all that stuff out. At least I have, and I think I'm a better human being, a better person, because, and a better woman, because I've worked on myself. And so I know that my husband loves me. He doesn't love some idea that, you know, I know that my husband's mother was not really affectionate, you know, and so I know that he loves the affection I give him, but during our years of knowing each other, he wasn't as affectionate as I wanted him to be, because he had not learned that as a child. And I didn't really figure that out until I spent some time around his family, just how unaffectionate they all are. It's not that the love isn't there, it's just that the affection is not something they know how to deal with. And so when you talk about it, I'm here. Do I make any sense? So you bring all these things from your childhood, and affection is a big deal with me, you know, and I was an only child, and I got a lot of affection, so I just thought everybody should be that way, but they're not, you know, and you have to really, really accept things from the other person that you're not going to get, and it's not because they don't, it's not in their makeup to give it. So, but I mean, it's not like that now. We're very affectionate with each other, but it's because we've become ourselves.
It's because
I got somebody else want to come in before we get going. Let's see what they got to say. Joe, I know you about to go with them, submissive, but we get back to you. 678.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you for having me on the show. This is Into Knowledge. I just came into the chat room. I just pulled your show up.
Yes, Into Knowledge.
Appreciate you having me on and taking the time to just listen to my particular point of view. Now, being that I'm a 52-year-old male, been married, divorced, and I heard some comments about, and I'm not sure who made them, so I can't direct that to any particular individual, but they'll know who they are based on what I'm about to say. When the sex is banging, okay, and we need to have a we need to have a clear demarcation between sex and lovemaking. They're not the same. When the sex is banging, and let's say you're not really feeling that person other than the fact that you have a physical connection, because we can have a physical connection with somebody and not connect with them mentally, emotionally, psychologically, or spiritually, and the sex can be banging. What that means is your sex, whatever you're doing with that person on a physical level, has an expiration date. It's going to run out. It's like milk. It's going to go bad. when you have that emotional, spiritual, psychological, mental connection, like the woman was saying about affection, that takes sex to a much higher level. And
yeah.
I'm at the point in my life now where, and I tell people this all the time, okay, I can get pussy before I can get health care.
Wow.
Pussy is not a priority. It's not a priority. Okay, I can get pussy before I can go to the doctor, got to pay the fee when you come in, then you get diagnosed, then you need you got to get the prescription. If I ain't got the proper health plan, that's going to cost me a whole lot of money. I can get pussy for free. It doesn't cost anything. All I have to do is either look the right way, have the gift for gab, or be able to say the right thing. Now, understand where I'm coming from with this. I'm 52 years old. I'm from Oakland, California, born and bred, and I live in the ATL. It's not hard. And this is what men need to understand this, because women understand it more than men do. However, with the whole dynamics of just fusing the genders together, now it's like, okay, men are effeminized, women are masculinated, and now we just got this whole, it's all mixed up now. Because now you got females who are not gay, but they're very masculine. You have men who are not gay, but they're very feminine. So the whole gender role then just got tossed like a salad. And you got a lot of people who are running around not really understanding what the hell is going on in that whole dynamic. And that's basically what I wanted to say. I just wanted to get some food for thought out there. I don't want to hold up other callers, so I'm very respectful of that. And I just want to hear you guys' comments on what I just brought to the table.
Well, I'd like to comment on that.
Well, go ahead, Kat. Go right ahead.
Well, he said he could get poontang before he get health care, but if he gets the wrong poontang, he is going to need health care.
I don't do that, though. I don't do that because I play it fair. We have this saying, Kat. I always check the cat resume. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, yeah, got to check the resume. Got to see what the background is. See, it's all about putting work in. I don't care how fine a woman is. I got to be able to sit down and talk to you because that's where my stimulation is going to come from. I've met too many fine women who ain't got nothing going on between their ears. And guess what? That becomes unattractive.
It is amazing how good-looking women can really go down a peg or two on the rating scale when they really don't have nothing much to offer.
That's because they always get a pass in society. That's what America has created. If you look good, if you're a tall man, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you're tall, you get certain privileges. Women look at tall men differently than they look at short men. They look at successful men differently. I'm not talking about you, Kat. I'm painting a very broad brush here. I'm just saying this is what we feed into.
It's really hard to work for a woman as a woman who's really good looking and know there's nothing between her head and between her ears, and she got her job because of the way she looked. That's really demeaning to women also.
Yep.
I just wanted to put that out there.
I agree completely. Been there, done that.
Well, let's go back for a moment. Let's step back here for a moment. Now, when you first came on, you mentioned some great things as far as when it came to you know, being with someone, you know, physically, spiritually, mentally. That was great. I mean, that all plays into it. So if that's the case, then that the love making, that's love making then. That's no longer sex. Wouldn't you agree with that? If you have all those bad ingredients going in, that's definitely lovemaking. That has nothing to do with sex. Now, as far as the other part of it, I don't know. Man, I tell you, you put some...
and that's my job. You know, that's my job is to make people think and reevaluate
that is some very interesting
what they believe
but,
in.
I don't know. What you was about to say, Joe, because I heard you go no.
See, here's my thing.
Yeah,
here's my thing. I don't underestimate the physical attraction because that is extremely strong. When a woman sees a man that she really likes and that same man sees that woman and they really like each other from a physical standpoint, something's going to jump off.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a slight correction about sex and lovemaking. Lovemaking is sex. Sex is not necessarily lovemaking. Because with lovemaking, you have
that
to
was the point in what I was. That was the point I was trying to make. I didn't put it so eloquently, as you just did and succinctly. But that was the essence of what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to make it clear because it's like, what's the difference between a car and a motor vehicle? A car is a motor vehicle. But a motor vehicle is not necessarily a car. So sometimes people can say, well, okay, sex is not really lovemaking. You can have good, great banging sex, but you're not really making love because you're not sharing intimacy. But you can have great lovemaking, but always have sex. Oh, well, let's say some people say, well, we don't necessarily have to have sex as long as we're sharing the same bed together and huddling and cuddling and all that and hugging. But it still has a sexual component.
I agree with you. I agree with you entirely.
So, you know.
I agree with you entirely. I think that's very accurate. I think that's very succinct and to the point. And you're right on the money with that one. You hit the bullseye. But I'm going to get off, and I'm going to listen to you guys on my computer.
Why are you getting off? Hey, you're on the right show.
I don't want to take up time for other people who want to call in and have opinions.
Look, your mic will stay open.
Okay, I'll stay on here.
Well, you know, once you call in, I leave your mic open unless, you know, you get a little carried away, then you know when you gone. Trust me.
You will know.
You know when you gone.
In other words, he said, uh-oh, your transfer ain't good no more. You can't ride this bus. I got you. But I'll stay on. I just want to listen to you guys because I think what you guys are doing is great. I think it's a great topic because in America, we have a lot of sexual dysfunction. And I think a large part of that is due to the fact that, like what you guys are doing, where you actually sit down and articulate it and define it and have an exchange of ideas, not enough of that is being done. As men and women, we don't sit down and talk about it. And then even when we do, we draw a line in the sand where usually most men going to be on one side, women going to be on the other.
Well, stick around. If a woman named Miss Lady comes in, you'll be able to see that for yourself.
Okay.
Uh-oh. That sounds like I need to go put the bulletproof vest on.
Not necessarily, because Eric will come to her rescue before she goes.
Hush, Joe. All right.
But I'll hang around, Joe. I'm going to stay on. I'm going to just kind of sit back and listen to y'all.
But I want to comment on something you said a little while ago, Mr. Into Knowledge, you say? I'm just going to call you NK. I'm going to call you N2K. That's easy for me. Anyway.
Okay.
you said something about it. I agree. Attraction is usually what gets the first notice. But I'm with you. If there's nothing between the head, you know, that kind of ruins my perception right there. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. In the same instance, if she has a head on her, you know, you still have to be kind of careful as far as that attraction because we've discussed on this show before that mask that's put on beforehand that once, you know, you done took that fatal step of combining your spiritual selves together or your physical selves together that, you know, that demon comes out afterwards that you're like, what really happened?
Right.
You know, so you have to be careful. As far as jumping off, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to jump off. See, Joe, why you do that, man? See? Okay, hold on.
You're going to blame me now?
Yeah, I'm going to blame you. You see why I admit it. But anyway, my point was, you know, the attraction thing is what gets you. But I agree with you. You have to look a little bit further, you know, besides just that first physical attraction thing, because sometimes that is very misleading. And the sex can be banging, like I said before, but if it's just banging, like you said, eventually it's going to get old. But
yeah,
hold on.
Wait.
Well, go ahead and add it real fast before I bring this call in.
All right. I just want to add something to it. I think something we will all be in agreement with, regardless of whether we're men or women on the line here, is that, yes, what's in between the ears is important. But what I look for after that, and which is more important to me, is what's in her heart.
Ooh,
she
Joe.
Has...
Ooh.
Ooh,
Joe.
Okay.
Joe?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay.
All right, Joe. I keep your staff so down. Oh, my goodness.
Joe doing some LeBron shit right now.
Yeah, okay. 30 points. 30 points.
You know what? All right. You were doing good till you started that name up. All right, we don't do
oh,
LeBron.
You don't like
LeBron. I'm not a LeBron fan. Don't
all right, let
wrong.
Me bring this call in here so we can move on.
That's
hey,
Miss Lady.
How
it's
how you
karma.
Doing today, Miss Lady?
I knew it.
I saw that broomstick ride
Joe.
Around.
Now, why are you going bad mouthing like that to this gentleman? I agree with everything this gentleman said.
Okay. Oh, here comes the bomb.
I'm hunkered down.
Are you
I'm ready?
You're good, dude.
Are you 20 feet below? Do you have all kind of bags on top of you? And
he'll need it, won't he, lady?
I meant that figuratively. Come on now.
No, but I heard part of what he said, and actually, I actually agree with him. Absolutely.
See?
I'm reasonable, Joe.
What are you talking
about? That time. Did you agree with Joe also? About the horn?
I was shocked to hear that from Joe.
Oh, really?
You know what, Joe? Though, and I'm not going to even front. You know, I'm surprised to hear that from you because.
Now listen.
Oh, now for those who haven't been a part of the show for a long time, Joe has been ride or die. I'm not gonna lie, but when Joe first came on the show, though, you would never have heard anything like that from Joe.
Between him and Mr. So-called Solutions. Oh
okay.
My goodness.
Okay.
See, I'm going to take credit for that because I feel like that everything that I said precipitated his comeback, and he delved deep, and he was like, oh, you know what? Now that you mention that, let me tell you what's really going on with this piece.
Okay.
I look past the sex. I look past all those intrinsic values. Now it's about what's really in her heart.
So... if that's the case, then so
and
the heart really controls. The heart really controls as far as what sex is. As far as what good sex is, huh?
No, we went past the mind, lady. We went to what resides between the ears. But then, if we know you too, if you meet a man who is intelligent, articulate, and all that kind of good stuff, but he doesn't have a good heart. He's going to look ugly as sin, even though he may still remain physically good-looking. He's still not that attractive to you anymore. So that's the point I was getting at.
Well, I mean, that's a good point, Joe, but let's be honest. What is the other person looking for, though? Maybe that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for anybody to be, I guess, attractive that way.
I doubt it because it resonated with everybody on the line to the point where everybody said, ah, that's right.
Yeah, that's because we normal people.
Well,
hold on. Let me bring Lo back in. All right, Lo, you back in on the air, man. What's up?
All right, man. Hey, that's good stuff. Good stuff. You know what? Some good points have been brought in. And I'll say this. I used to deal with a lady years ago, and she was beautiful. Her body was a 10.5, and her attitude was a negative 30.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? With all of those attributes, she was the ugliest person I've ever seen in my whole life.
There you go.
You know, and absolutely. Her attitude, I mean, you know what? This was like, it was a situation where she was just a piece of meat, and I just enjoyed getting that piece of meat. That's all. Because of her attitude. I mean, her attitude was stank, but she was beautiful. I mean, there was none like her. You know, a 10 all the way around. Smart, beautiful, well, they stated, selfish, self-indulging.
Shallow, vacuous.
You know what? I have a question to ask about that, because it seems like
it doesn't matter what it seems. Ask your question.
All right, Lo. Go ahead, Miss Lady.
I don't know where you were raised or how. Ooh, thank Lord. You're too old to be like that. Anyway,
I don't know how you were raised. He's a kid.
I mean, really. Really?
Uh-oh.
Come on, let's settle down.
Okay, so, all
right.
Listen. It seems to me, over and over I hear about, oh, she was so beautiful, but she, her attitude was ugly, so she's ugly. Do you think that maybe he said she was a 10 and a half? Maybe she was a 20? Maybe because the expectations are that because she looks like a 10, her attitude and her spirit is going to be a 10. Maybe it's really like a set 6 or 7, but because, you know, you have these high expectations, you rate her as a 2 in her spirit. Versus somebody who, say, is on the scale, and I hate to put people on scales, but that's for conversation purposes, to make it simple. Say if somebody was like, you rate them like a 5 to 6, their attitude is not equally as ugly. However, you're not going to rate them, you know, as a -0 because your expectations probably won't be as high.
You done?
I'm gonna respond to that as a man. No, here's why: our expectations of women are not as high as what the expectations are of women towards us. Women
give them
want,
a hand clap for that.
Women want a hero subliminally, if not consciously.
Yeah, that's
they're
one for
influenced
today.
By comic books, they're influenced by romance novels, they're influenced by Hollywood. In order to get that particular hero type, an archetype of a hero, we don't.
Hold
we...
on a minute. Hold on. That's not, women also want a man. To choose a man that would be the best. What women look for in their 20s, and maybe you carry it on through life. You want that man that you know would be a good father, that would be a good provider. And I don't say when you say hero. Not so much. I don't know.
But that protector provider syndrome is part of the hero syndrome. That conforms to what you subconsciously want.
Even cave women wanted that man to carry that big club and go up there and knock a few animals out and bring back the most meat and fur.
During that time, that's what the man's role should have been in order for the survival for the family. Today, there are no dragons to slay. But a woman would still be imbued with the stupid propaganda, and I call romance novels female porn, because they imbue you with this goddamn fucking expectation that a man should be subconsciously either a Superman or a Batman or some other type of superhero. And the superhero being manifested in that man sticking up for her all the time or risking his life for her or doing other things which fall into the categories of protect and provide.
But see, you're not a woman, so you know what? It's so
Hello?
You to attack women for being who they were meant to be
Hello?
By God Almighty. I mean,
Hello?
Some poor fantasies can be
yeah,
exaggerated.
I'm here.
But, I think it's not, you can't really address that in that way.
Yes,
you
I can, because I've talked
like
to
it.
Enough women who have said it. There have been enough women on TV, on radio,
you know,
who've written books
less,
who have said
maybe
it.
Maybe they have more testosterone than the average woman. Okay?
And maybe they're just the average woman, because when I talk to the women that
absolutely
I know personally.
Not. I'm going
to
tell you one thing. You cannot go against human design and human nature. Now, you know, they're twisting it all the time. They're putting chemicals in the food and the water
well,
and the
what makes
air.
You think you're right, lady, and
oh,
not
Lord.
The women that I've talked
because
to and the women who have written the books.
I feel like a woman and you don't. Just like
woman,
I don't know how you feel
lady,
like a man.
Number one, I wasn't finished talking, and I think that testosterone in you.
Can I hear you, Kat? Because he keeps talking about the heat. We know, Joe, you
lady,
don't want to be a
lady,
flatter.
Lady, did I not say that I haven't finished talking?
This is
wonderful.
I know, this is amusing, but, lady, I have not finished.
Talk about a freaking narcissist.
I told
no.
you that.
No.
As soon as lady
what,
got here,
lady,
what would happen?
Lady, doesn't know what it takes to be a woman. I don't know.
Lady.
See that right there?
Okay, all right.
Let me throw this in before y'all go any further. Let me throw this in, being that I'm new and I don't really know any of you guys in terms of
All right, hey, what's your name again, bro? What's your name again, bro?
Into knowledge.
Okay, it doesn't matter if you're new or this or that. If you come in, go ahead and put your spiel in.
All right. Here's what I want to say is that Miss Lady is an alpha female. Joe is an alpha male. And
no, I'm
everything
not.
That every Yeah, you are.
No, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Not according to that definition.
You might not want to admit it because I was just about to ask, have you written any books? Are you doing talk shows? Because guess what, kid? You got the gift for gab, and you spitting them peas and dropping them to their knees. But anyway, to take that a little step further, what Miss Lady is saying is she's an exception to the rule. She's not the rule. You talking about the rule. Miss Lady's not the rule. She's that woman who does things differently. She's off the charter just a little bit, just from what
I'm
I got.
Off the chart, I'll give you.
Okay. But I'm not trying to get into all that. What I'm saying is that I think the both of you are more in agreement than you're in disagreement. It's just that your dispositions are coming from different directions. I think you two are very much alike more than you are.
You never, ever, ever say that to me.
Well, you know what?
Joe, calm down. Get your panties out of wad, Joe.
I'm not anything like this lady.
Hey. All right, I got the taser going. I say calm down now.
Oh, you
right,
know.
Let me bring Vernon in. Let me bring Vernon in.
I shut up.
Go ahead, Vernon. Vernon, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, cuz?
Hey, cuz.
Oh, cuz, how you doing?
What's
motherfucker,
going
you
on?
Ain't cuz. Cut it out. What's up, cuz?
Hey, cuz, maybe substituting for you when you ain't here, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to have to agree with Joe. I'm not seeing all women. But there are a lot of women out there that read books and look at this Hollywood shit, and men have to fit those things, those kind of lifestyles for them in order to try to sustain one of them. And that other guy talking, is that the guy from Liberty Show?
No.
I would have
borrowed the fucking
Zappa like
from Eric if that was the
case. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And the one
she comes. Here she comes.
Here she comes. That's what I find.
Okay.
I find one of them that have no problem, the big, masculine, they don't have a problem with protecting and providing. It's the ones who actually want to be female. They want to be female, or they're self-centered and selfish, and they don't want to do it. Okay? They don't know that, or they're incapable of doing it. So it's like, if I can't do it, I don't want to do it, then I just act like, you know, it shouldn't be done at all.
I'm going to tell y'all a secret from years of experience. If you want a man as a woman, you pick that man, you pick him for his ability to make you laugh, provide an income, and provide children and all that, the whole package. Now, he may be lacking in some area, so as a woman, what you do, and believe me, you men are not going to like to hear this, you train him to do those things. Men are very pliable.
That's right, Matt.
Let me finish. If you find a man that you like him 75%, and you, women choose men. I hate to tell y'all this, but we choose our husbands. So what you do, this is the secret to keeping a man faithful. You give him any kind of sex he wants, and you cook him any kind of food he wants. And he will be a puppy dog at your feet.
I totally agree. Ugh.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Good point.
I totally agree.
If you got all that damn mouth to keep giving, he don't want to hear it.
That's not what she said, though. That's not what she said.
If you'll listen to what I'm being sarcastic, because there's another woman on here, yakka, 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 yakka. That's what I'm saying.
Talk more than any man I know.
Exactly.
That's why you want me so much.
Any two men or women, anybody.
You know what, Kat? You deserve an applause for what you just said, because you told men are simple. If a man is not
simple, if a man's needs
are not met with sex and food and security, then you got a bitch made. You have a bitch made man.
I agree.
What does he mean by security?
What I mean by security is I can trust my lady to go out and have a good time, and she's not kikiing in every man's face, because she's a real woman. She can go out, she can have a good time, and a man approach her, and she say, hey, you know what? I'm married, or hey, you know what? I'm in a committed relationship, or whatever. Other than that's what I mean by security. A hoe will go out and laugh in everybody's face.
Let me take it a step further. Wait a minute. I'll take nothing else further for a moment. Let me ask this question. Now,
that's
I mean, we got.
I know people that laugh.
Lady, did you not hear the host?
Okay. Anyway, as I was saying.
Damn.
Wow.
Hey, cuz, he looked trigger happy yesterday, too, boy.
Yesterday. He wasn't around yesterday.
Look, y'all going to leave me alone, all right? I just keep telling y'all. I ain't say I wouldn't. I say I may not. I didn't want to. I didn't say I will not.
Yeah, because I was going to say
see? Uh-huh. Good thing you didn't. But look, this is what I want to say. We kind of got off track. I mean, here's what I want to know. We done said all these great things, but how does that equate into great lovemaking at an older age? Or I mean, is this all facets that play into the actual great lovemaking part that everyone seeks, you know, eventually sometime in their lifetime?
Well, Kat already expressed it. It's about intimacy, which I, you know,
exactly.
And I took it and I dovetailed from there into explaining my particular version of intimacy was the expression of vulnerability. If you can express vulnerability without fear, and you can share each other's bodies, which translate your feelings into that expression, then you've got intimacy. And when you have intimacy, that lovemaking is out of
is sharing your body intimacy? Is just sharing your body with someone?
Not just sharing your body. That's sex. I'm talking beyond that.
Okay. All right.
And before we go, just to piggyback on it, I think that in the essence of the question that you just asked, how does this translate, I think Kat just said something that was very important in terms of a woman wanting security, and once she knows that she has that, she will do everything to make sure that that man stays in her camp. And the flip side to that is when a man feels like he has that type of woman, when a man feels like he has that type of woman, he'll try to move Mount Everest for her.
Okay.
That's true, but that begs the question then. How come, since we all acknowledge we're simple creatures, all that it takes to please us is just to show us that you appreciate us, either it's by cooking or by lovemaking or by both, how come marriages are being broken up all the time?
That's a whole nother show.
You know appreciation just because you breathe the air and you're walking around. You have to do things that you will be appreciated for.
Like what?
Agreed.
What does it have to do? No, I already know you.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Let me ask you a question. Now, you there, lady? You there? Let me ask you something. Now, are you the type? Don't go to huffing on me. We ain't doing nothing yet. Are you the type?
Well, you know y'all are funny.
Are you the type of woman if your man getting up, going to work, handling business, and doing everything that he's supposed to do as far as business is concerned? Are you the type of woman that's going to come back and say, I'm okay, but I'm just bored. Are you that type of woman?
Well, you might be bored.
I'm asking you. I'm not asking. asking everybody else. I'm asking you. Are you that type of woman?
You know, that's just too general of a
That's
question.
Not a general question. He's asking you.
See,
okay.
See, that shit right there. That shit right
yep,
there.
That's
you,
very
get a, you get a man.
Business, lady.
You get a man.
That's
hey,
very
you get a man. Hand the business. You get a man.
You know,
business.
You know what? See, this man talking, I think it's low. His agenda is to attack and target.
Oh, for God's sake.
It doesn't matter who I am.
Stop deflecting, lady.
Over here. Yes, it is. You know, it's like he posts these questions. Not even answers questions because
you never answer a question.
Don't make any sense. And they're just too general. And
okay, well, that's general. Okay, well, let me ask another.
Sense.
Let me ask somebody else a question. Hey, okay, Joe. I'm going to ask Joe a question. Joe, if you are in a relationship, you have a lady that's doing everything she's supposed to do as far as going out there, working, bringing money in, putting the money together, paying the bills, sexing you how you want to and everything. But all of a sudden, you know, are you going to come up with this, oh, I'm bored. You going to come up with that?
Not me, because I'm a man, but a woman would.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, that, I mean, some women.
Wow.
Because Kat did acknowledge that a real woman will know exactly what she needs to do to keep her man happy.
That's
but,
real.
You know,
that's
when
real.
You,
on the
I'll say this loosely.
Right.
When you got a grinning hoe out there, she's trying to keep every man happy.
A
grinning hoe. She's grinning at everybody.
All right.
She's trying to work out her daddy issues.
Let's put it this way, because I see where we're going with this. Now,
no.
Because basically where we're going is right now is Miss Lady is, I guess in Joe's words, Miss Lady is more on the feminism kick. That, you know, that's your word, right, Joe?
No,
feminism?
I'm about humanism.
Yeah.
It's like I'm tired of expecting women to carry the load for the relationship. For, you know, they expect them to work. Expect them to pat them on the head. Expect them to do steps. Expect them in the bed.
What do you expect to do? What do you expect to do?
If a man just goes to work like he's supposed to,
I hope you get zapped
one
more time.
What she call boring? I mean, it just makes no sense. Okay.
Bull dagger.
Let me do it. All right.
Oh, ow.
I'm asking
him
the bell question.
He needs the bell.
What I think is very boring. You're boring. Okay.
Who is boring?
He's hitting below the bell. That was below the bell.
Is that the best
okay,
you can
wait
do?
A minute. Wait, stop. Everybody just. Thank you. Now, as of now, I'm going to go back to Miss Lady. Miss Lady, before you get there. Now, you was talking. Now, I'm going to ask you. So, in your eyes, what is your job as a woman in a relationship / marriage then?
I really don't even want to address that. I'm going to be honest.
you always do this.
Oh, get off the
really
line, lady.
I just don't feel like addressing that.
Fuck off the line.
Oh, ouch.
That's jokes.
Get the fuck off the line? Really?
Come on, Miss Lady. Miss Lady, you there?
May I address Miss Lady?
Sure, go ahead, Kat.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm waiting for this one.
Go ahead, Kat.
No, I like Miss Lady. I just wanted to tell her that Michael... I like you. I'm not going to jump on the only other woman on this show. Are y'all crazy? Y'all men. Anyway, I like to say that Michael, I am me, and he says that he's listening to Miss Lady, and her voice is very soothing to him, and he appreciates
it. You mentioned that name.
I like Michael.
I'm crazy, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Michael and all of that—that's not right. He's right on.
Michael's
here.
Oh yeah, I knew that was.
Oh,
Michael. Yeah, he is. Mike in the chat room. I'm about to kick him out too. He's doing the same old thing. I ain't trying to hear all this today.
Well, it's like I said before. You run him off, and he like old dog out there at the garbage. He gonna come back.
Well, you know
wait
what?
A minute.
Let him stay where he at. All right. Let him stay where he at.
You brought up the most important question. What is it that lady or women in general have to bring to the table?
Well, yeah.
Women,
I mean,
okay, and women always want to deflect that answer.
What?
Okay,
well,
I can answer that.
No, let Kat answer. You're not a woman, Lo.
Oh,
let
okay.
Kat answer that one.
Oh,
go ahead,
okay.
Kat.
Oh, she's back. Oh, good.
Oh, man.
See? Yeah, I'm proud of you.
She threw him under the bus. She just threw him under the bus.
All right, Kat, what is it that women bring to the table?
Answer the question, please.
Well, I'd like to address Miss Lady. I would like to ask her something. In my past, if I met a guy, I knew he was attracted to me, but I wasn't attracted to him, the way I could turn him off was to start talking about intellectual stuff, especially if he wasn't very bright. And it just drives men off. It just drives away. So when guys come on these shows and they said they meet this really fine woman and they find out she doesn't have anything between the ears, and it turns them off. But it also can turn men off. When you want to talk about intellectual stuff, they don't want to talk about that because what they really want is just to have sex with you. So if
well, you know what? Now,
I'm
going to have to stop you right there. I'm going to have to disagree with you. Now you know what that is? That depends on where you're putting yourself at now. I'm not going with that one. If you take yourself
you
places where men cannot discuss any and everything, then maybe you're just hanging out in the wrong spot or you're just looking for the
absolutely.
Wrong men. I'm just going to have to put that one out there. I can't let that one fly.
No.
Y'all know I don't say much.
Okay, I'm talking about when a guy, you know, he's really hot for you and you accept a date with him. This was like back
okay,
in the day, okay?
Here's number one. You said he's really hot. Number two, you said you accepted the date with him. By this time, you don't know that the man ain't got nothing going for him? So that tells me you letting your loins control what you was trying to do anyway. I'm just saying.
Ooh,
that
tell it.
What happened,
Eric?
Eric,
you don't know your foot from a hole in the ground on that one now.
Eric's not the white knight shining armor right now. What happened?
Well, that is what you just said though. Hey, I'm just saying it like you said. I just put it in plainer English.
Mm-hmm. Put it in layman's term. There you go.
But I want to ask Miss Lady, did she ever meet men like that, that if, you know, that just can't handle you, they like you and everything, but if
yes,
if you
they do, and they do, and the, yeah, they exactly, Kat.
No. Let me break it out. Let me break it out to you, because see, here we go. That's a misconception. Man, we can handle almost anything. It's the way you come at us makes us not want to handle you. Now,
thank you.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Thank
now, because I know we can talk about anything we want to talk about. We may not know what we're talking about. We can sound like it. But if you coming at us at the wrong way, we can shut down the ant like we'll make you like you the smartest thing.
But see, in your mind, it might be the wrong way,
but in my mind, it's absolutely
correct.
You need to go to Florida a little more often. You went down there and got your damn boat man.
You know what? That damn furnace.
Okay, guys, I want you to let Miss Lady answer my question.
No, you know what? Miss Lady would not answer any more questions if she answered the one I asked her about what did she think a woman should bring to the relationship. Now, until then, she's not answering any more questions because we have asked her questions over and over again on this show, and each time she has bailed out on us. So, no. Mr. Talk
That's
wants you to answer
true.
That question.
No, you're not telling the truth, Eric.
Yes, I am. I'm
no,
telling
you're
it
not.
Right now. So,
no,
go ahead.
You're not.
Question, lady.
Answer
you know,
the question.
I'm usually on
you
your side, so go ahead. Answer the
you
question for
come
me.
Up with an appointment now.
Leave alone.
I'm trying to multitask. I'm actually writing a report while I'm listening and trying to talk.
Okay, who cares? Okay.
Okay. So now, okay, in between, can you answer the question, please? What? Who calling me now?
Yeah.
Okay. See?
We're waiting.
Go ahead, lady.
We're waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what happened? Where's she at? What happened?
Oh, she got on a broom.
All right. I'm back in there. Okay, I'm back in there now. I'm going to the garage for a hot minute.
You see that right there? You see that right there, Mr. Talk? When you ask serious questions of that woman, she'll always divert it to something else. Always. I don't understand it, but that's what she has a nature of doing. Kat, If I was talking about you, I'd have said cat, or you would have known I was talking about you. You would have defended yourself.
You know, this is an interesting, and I'm going to tell you.
Oh, I don't want to hear what you're more interesting. She asked you a question. He gave you the
word. Answer his question.
Answer the question.
Does
not mean that we have to answer. That's because you asked the question.
Does
not mean
answer the question.
I have to answer it.
You know what?
You know what? You're a cowardly.
Hold on, Joe. Joe, hold on. Hold on, Joe. Hold on. All right. I tell you what.
It's Freedom Friday.
I know what the problem is. I know what the problem is. And I told you before. I told you before I can tighten you up if you need to be tightened up.
Oh, that nigga did not go there. He did not go there. He said, I got what you need. Stop playing.
I'm telling you straight up, I'll send you out there to get a massage, to get your corns fixed, to get your back, you know, waxed and everything. When we go on our date, we'll have a hell of a time, and you'll enjoy it.
Wow.
You have
I'm tired of you coming on here with all of that. I'm tired of you coming on here like that.
This show is amazing.
It is amazing. And when you ask this woman a different question, he won't answer.
Show, I am a pervert.
Shit.
Why, Miss Lady? Why you want to go there? Now, you're dipping in and out. You're not paying attention. When she gets asked towards you, you're too busy blogging and doing some other shit. See, now I'm feeling this now. See, I'm feeling this now.
You come on here with your I'm a real woman, watch me roar, listen to me roar, and when we want to hear you roar about something, you don't have anything to say.
Miss Lady, you're dealing with real men. You got to step up to the plate when you get called.
Well, she's gone.
You can't be silent.
She's
got to step up to the plate.
She left. See, I'll give Kat her credit.
Kat never shrinks. Cat never shrinks.
Hey, Joe, you ain't got to pump nobody up. Shit.
Okay.
I told you about this shit now. I'll give Cat her credit. Cat stepped up to the plate and said, you know what? You ain't got to do it. You don't have to do a lot for a man. Just a few small things. He'll be happy. When you ask this wench what a man needs from her, she got to come up with everything from up under the side. I don't need to answer that. What I need to answer. Damn! We just had two ladies from their perspectives. And she come up with all garbage. I hope she out there listening.
No, that chick's got more fucking appointments than a gynecologist. Fucking she always got someplace to go.
That's good. Yeah, damn. Like I said, I hope he can go back.
I got a clap for that one.
Oh, yeah, you got the claps.
I'm a first time listener, so let me tell you, brother, something. Other than Cat Lady, I think y'all have scared all these females off because they're not used to
men
like
this. You didn't scare anybody because.
No, I didn't say me.
No,
I didn't say
but
me.
But they come back.
Said,
no, I'm saying you in general,
off.
Listen,
Lo. Okay, go ahead, M2K.
Okay, I feel like being a first-time listener, and I'm only on the show for the last hour or so that we've been on, just being able to listen and hear how the women are reacting to what's being said.
I understand you're
Here comes Joe. No, I'm not saying that. And I preface my remark by saying I'm a first-time listener, so I don't really know the pattern of the show. So the only women I've been able to actually hear
that one
is Kat and Miss Lady.
Yeah, Miss Broom.
And I think that what we're really talking about here is the fact that when you have men who are really strong, because of today's society, women don't really know how to handle that. Because all you brothers are strong. This is the energy that I'm picking up. The host, Joe, the other caller, all y'all are strong. And when y'all are presenting these intelligent, concise arguments, and not in the sense that we're arguing, but just in discourse, most females, they don't know how to handle this because they're not used to niggas talking to them like that.
That's why I wanted to interject. Okay, you're right. But the thing is, on this particular show, women have it, and even ladies, as you've already seen, women can call in, and they have a free forum to discuss without interruption because, for one thing, Eric will make sure that everybody on the show will have their time, even the women.
Right.
So, not a problem.
Yeah.
Don't forget Renee. You know, Renee calling in and hanging with us. Like,
I
Renee,
was about to,
Ebony,
about to say, Renee out there.
Michelle.
Ebony. And when she come back, when she get out of class, your girl, the one that's in school right now. Remember your co-host?
Shafter.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on for a minute. 111, you're on the air. What's going on?
Y'all don't like me, but I do not care. That's some weak men.
Oh, that's me. Hey, man, how you doing?
Here's another one.
I'm an old man that is taking
my
name first of all.
A weak woman coming in
like,
calling men weak.
Yeah, they hang up on you. They don't have the strength to stand and talk to you. Too weak. They just turn you down because they can't take the pressure.
They can't take it, mate?
No, they can't take it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Real woman puts it down.
That's right.
You ask me the same question and see what happens.
You said it.
Don't be embarrassed now.
You're right.
Don't be embarrassed what?
And run and try to and shoot
ain't
barrels and all this.
Ain't nobody trying to run from you.
Man,
ain't nobody trying to run
from whatever been put out to you. That's what real men do.
You think somebody running from you. It's Friday. Ain't nobody running from you. Here
hey,
we go. I got big balls, bank it. Here we go. As a woman,
what do
you
some people brag about what they got and don't have nothing.
She just got started. Just getting started already. God dang it, she lucky the button won't hit right now. Dang it. Okay, there we go.
I knew it was coming.
Now, okay, Mace. Before we get started. Now, here we go. As a woman, Mace, what is your role in a relationship as far as a man is concerned? What are you bringing to your man in the relationship? Now,
what do I bring to my man?
Yeah.
Are you asking me the question or have you tased me?
You're hearing him. You're on the air.
Go ahead.
I'm bringing in the relationship everything he wants to satisfy him. Good enough for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And what are y'all bringing to a relationship besides?
Wait a minute. You be more specific.
That's too generalized. I want specifics.
Right.
That's too generalized.
Right.
No.
Right.
You just don't get off.
Whatever he wants, that's what I bring to the relationship.
No.
Whatever he wants.
That's right. And without, I mean, with me, he's going to miss me. And because
you
never find nothing else like
me. You say whatever he wants.
That's what I leave him with. So now, what else do you have to say? Real men deal with women like
okay. What do you know is just simply bring to the table?
Here we go with that.
Or if you don't want to be, if you don't want
to
be,
I don't think y'all have a woman.
Maze, if you don't want me in your business, what should a woman bring to the table for her man?
Didn't I say? Whatever he wants.
Okay.
You're right. I got
whatever he
wants. Is that good enough for you? Now, what should a man bring to the table to a woman that has claims?
Why does that have to come in so fast? Because we are asking one question.
I answered your question, so go ahead and answer the question.
You threw a blanket on the question.
Yeah.
No, you didn't answer shit. You threw a blanket on the
question.
Yeah.
No, I
happened
to be
blanket on it. Whatever you want.
What she just said was anything he wants, which, okay, look, you know what that is. That's an incriminating statement. That means anything he wants, she's got to provide. I'm not talking about you, man.
Okay.
So then she's asking the question, what should a man bring? And the same thing, not whatever she wants. I will give her what she needs. I'm not going to give her what she wants.
Y'all know women have conversations about me and all the time, just like
no
y'all
personal
have
attacks. No personal
no,
attacks.
Saying,
personal
I'm not
attacks.
Having an attack
see,
on your mascot.
You know what? You know what? Mace, I'm going to say this.
Oh, okay.
Because, listen, Joe. Mace, you said out of your own mouth before, and I remember you saying, me and my husband, we good, this. You told out of your own mouth, pretty much, hey, you fall in line because you know where you ain't going to go as far as being with stuff.
your husband say something, and you like, well, I don't think we should. If your husband say, this what we're going to do, you're going to say, okay, that's what we're going to do.
Now, my husband
like,
what?
A lot of, if your husband say, we don't do this, you're going to agree with that. You said that out your own mouth.
No.
I remember.
I did not ask if it was something that was going to harm and not good for whatever it needed to be.
Okay, if your husband says, let's go get a Maserati, and you say we can't afford it, you're going to say,
and I
okay,
said we would not go get a Maserati.
We're not talking about going to get a Maserati. We're talking about the simple things. Oh, I don't think we should
and
do this
simple
right now. I don't. Okay, well, hey, Mace, let's take a vacation next year. It's going to cost $7,000.
We would just slide the checkbook and look and see if we can afford it. We don't just splurge like that. We save and do stuff. We don't just pick up the checkbook and just go do it.
You said, I remember the show. You said if your husband say, hey, okay, let's do this, and you say, hey, I don't think we can do it. If he say, I think we can, you're going to say, okay, well, all right, well, let's go ahead and do it.
That's not even how I roll, so you must be talking to somebody else.
No, Maze, because you said anything that had to do with decisions dealing with the household, he would be the final arbiter. Yeah, you would put in some input, but he would be the final one. But Flo asked you on that show, would you follow, and you said yes, because he's the man.
I did not say yes, because that's not
yes,
him.
You, I remember
you
that
you
show.
You are lying, Joe, and whoever else talking to me.
No.
Got it wrong.
No.
So we do things together,
no,
and we make sure, because he wasn't coming,
don't
let's
come
go
on
the trip, but not even
yeah,
know
you do it together, but the person who's making the final decision is him. And the
See,
person
we
following is
you
with
that,
regards
that,
to the household decisions.
That.
Yes, you did.
You said that. Now, don't come
no,
on
I
here trying
not.
To be all superwoman if you ain't superwoman at home now. Don't do that. If you ain't superwoman at home, don't come on this show being superwoman. It don't
what
matter.
What are you talking about? I'm not afraid of my husband. Never have been.
Ain't
when I met him, I wasn't afraid of him. I'm no afraid of no man.
You afraid of your husband? What are you talking to? See, here we go.
I'm afraid, and I'm coming on here. I'm like,
another version of Miss Lady right here. That's all it is.
Whatever you want to call me, but I'm calling y'all a
you know what?
Whip.
I'm going to be mad enough to say
it.
I'm going to be mad enough to say it. Cat came on here, and Cat told the truth. You know what? It's very simple what you got to do. It's very simple what you got to do for a man to keep him happy. But you know what?
What is that?
The black women.
What is that?
That came on here. She was very
you have to do for a man
about what you have to do to keep your man at. And that's why so many black women right now have so much trauma and hell going on in their house.
That's a new problem.
Very simple, very specific.
Every man don't have to do the same thing to be happy. Answer the question. Stop going into another world and answer the question. What do you have to do for a man to keep him happy?
I didn't answer. I didn't even understand the question. Repeat that.
I know there was no question.
I don't know what to do for a man to keep him happy. I'm asking him the question. What do you have to do for a man to keep
you
him happy?
You tell her. You tell her, Cat. Tell her, Cat. Tell her, Cat. There you go.
I mean, Cat is not a man.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna move in
she's
next door to Maze, and we
she knows what to do.
She's
no, stop
Maze
with the feminine commiseration in the bar.
Well, the men answer my questions. They are men. Cat can't tell me how what to do.
Okay. I'll answer for her then. Can I give the answer?
Hey, new caller, you're on the line.
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody while we're having
you're
the
on
show.
On the phone. Talk to somebody
right,
else.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
hey, Mr. Talk, if I can interject this.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, to me, the perfect woman, we'll have sex. We'll have great sex, and she'll cook very good, and if I say, hey, darling, let's go and have a nice evening somewhere, and she says, okay, well, let's do that, then I have the perfect mate.
You
serious. That's me.
You
are
so funny.
Very simple.
The new guy doesn't know he can get jacked.
Very simple. Very simple.
Oh, that's how you got on your mind. What if you can't have sex? What would you want? What do you think woman should run out and
I said,
have, she say that
I
with
don't
you.
Care.
Is that,
got,
that's how y'all think
I
it's all about.
Gums in a hand
and
what
about.
Have you. I can have sex. I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
I can't have
sex. Get her ass up.
That's right. That didn't run me off, guys. Wimp. That's all you got to do.
Alabama living ass. Alabama.
All right, y'all.
Yeah,
so,
you can call me
whatever okay.
You want. I don't call
all right, it's Friday, man. It's Friday.
I'm a woman.
Just right
I don't go there.
Thank you, Friday.
Thank
you.
Come on.
Okay, we through. We through.
They got everything on there.
Okay, he talking and cooking at the same time, so we're going to let him talk and cook.
By himself.
Oh, so he doing the cooking.
Y'all don't know how to respect a woman.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong.
When you open your mouth.
Ain't nothing wrong with that shit.
Say what, Mace?
What'd you say?
What'd you just say?
I said women talk about men just like men talk about women.
Well, we know
so,
that.
We always got a conversation about women all the time.
So?
You'd be surprised at the things that women say about some people that think they got something and don't have nothing.
That's an awful. Okay. So did you just turn down?
What
do you
have a show about that?
Okay.
Well, you got to take Viagra, and the Viagra from some of you don't do no good anyway because you ain't got nothing.
Well, they had
that's your best shot.
Here we go. All right. You know what?
Right.
It's Friday. It's still early. It's Friday. Come on now.
What? If you're man enough, a real man can take it. Wimps can't.
Can take what? What are we
What's
taking?
A real woman, man?
Did somebody just say what I thought they said?
Yes, they did. That's their dirty mouth.
What did somebody say?
Like a garbage mouth.
There's somebody taking it up in the rear. Well, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, that must be a new guy or some shit.
No, she was on me. So it was him.
May.
Go ahead, Vernon. Go ahead, Vernon.
Yes.
Yes.
Is your husband at home every day or is he gone a lot?
Why?
I'm asking the question. I can't see him dealing with you every day.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, God! Oh, wow!
Well, right off,
oh.
Why are you worried about me?
Answer the question. Is he gone every day? Yeah, I don't believe that.
She might just be one of them radio tigers, you know. Why she on the radio, she a tiger. When she's on the radio, she's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am every day. Anybody that know me.
I bet you when your husband around, you're probably meek and mild.
Like I said, unforgettable. Anybody that ever knew me.
All right. Enough. I got a football game to go to, so,
okay. Hey, look, I'm talking to some wimpy men now. I like strong men that got muscles and got a brain.
There you go.
And you got
okay.
Like
anyway. Now, as we're going, as we were saying, okay, we not hearing about the TV type of man. He got muscles and got a brain. Yeah, sure he does. And he's slapping you around every time he walked through the door. Okay, anyway.
Bye.
Next. All right. As I always do, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. man, I tell you. Okay, so we agree. Love making gets better with age, and it has a lot of ingredients that gets involved with it, and so forth and so on. And man, it's been a fun show. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to go to Florida, come back a couple more times.
You should have a show tomorrow to make up for the days you weren't here.
Shut up, Brad's back.
Excuse me, my look. My son has a basketball tournament. No, I'll be in the stands with him. So that ain't gonna work, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I broadcast live from the game. I don't think so. Anyway,
well,
so before we get out
news.
Of here, no, I know that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. So we're going to go ahead with the last words, and hopefully it won't be too long. All right, Mace, your last words, your last spot, your last chance.
When a man has a woman that can treat him treat him like a king, he don't never have to worry about another man trying to get in between. But when you got a wimpy man with a wimpy woman, you never find anything, nor happiness, nor sadness, because you're all in the same rope. Because what I've been listening to is some sad man without a healthy woman. And with that, Joe, find you one.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm snoring.
Okay, Vernon. Vernon. Go ahead, Vernon.
Do any happy black women exist out there?
You know what? After a day like today, Vernon, you know, that's a legit question. Man, I can't even argue with you on that one. That's a legit question from what we had called in today.
Hey,
that was
great show, Eric. Great show, man. I'll let y'all guys
know. Oh, that was a happy
day. All right, man. Have a good one. All right, Mr. Lowe. Do your thing.
Oh,
Cause throw that, boy, I wish you could throw that hand grenade in here again. Mm. God, good point. Okay, now I'm gonna be for real. Hey, lay that. If you still, I got you, girl. Hey, you ain't gotta be mad like you mad. I know you mad all the time and you uptight and if Bob getting it for you, eh? I got you. You want you a man? You want to be happy? Hey, gotcha. Holla, boy. Yeah. I'm good.
Okay. All right, lady. How next, boy?
Come on, lady.
Yeah, right. All right. Into knowledge. You there? You through? You there? He coming. I hear him. I think. Oh, one, two, three, but we'll come back. All right, Cat, Miss Cat. Final word.
Oh, Lord, y'all didn't let me talk much today because I've never heard such a bunch of gabby men in my life.
Oh, God.
But I would like to say this question you ask, Eric, is really important because it's like every generation has to learn about sex and lovemaking and, you know, intimacy. And I think that if more people overcome their fear of intimacy with force in the world, if we became less dysfunctional in male-female relationships, then we would have a happier planet.
Good point.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good point. Good, very, very good point. I like that. Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am, and you have a great time. Stay out the heat up there in Austin. You know what I mean?
Oh, I am.
All right. See you Monday. All right, Mr. Joe.
Well, I'm going to second what Kat had said when she first came on about intimacy and exchange of vulnerabilities. I also would like to ask every woman that comes on the show the same question you asked, lady. What is it that you bring to the table? And then, of course, if they want to ask us what we bring to the table, hey, I know I'll be glad to answer that.
Yeah,
but
I mean that's not...
No.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's a very critical point. You know, I mean, what is it that we're seeking from one another? How can we please one another? If we don't know what that is, then how can we go forward in our relationships? So that's about all I want to say.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. And I'll see you Monday. I'm sure you'll be ready for Monday, without a doubt.
Well, the government is still here, so you know I will.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
All right. Last call for Into Knowledge. Into Knowledge. You're going 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I had to kind of fall back because
yeah, we heard
it turned into a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm 52 years old, man. I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. And that's not saying anything negative. Just you know, y'all are youngsters. I always keep my pulse to the ground. And make sure that I'm present about what is being discussed. But y'all went in and to Mr. Talk and to Joe and to my other homeboy that called in right when I was on, y'all was on point with everything that you were saying. And I think that just to bring it home as people, as men and women, we have to come to an agreement on what's important and what's not. And I think that we get too distracted by things that are not important. And we're not distracted enough by things that are important.
You know what? I like that.
I just want to leave y'all with that. I can't. You know, I can't sit there and go back and forth with y'all because y'all got way too much energy, man. I love hearing it, and don't get me wrong. I love hearing it. I love being a part of it. But, you know, I'm like an old Michael Jordan where, you know, I got to look to the sidelines, and they say, okay, time out. Take this nigga out of the game. He needs a rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at right now. Now, you youngsters... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, play to your heart's desire, because that's what it's really all about. And what it's really all about is, and what I love about your show, is as young people, you're discussing things that are fundamental to our survival. You're discussing things that are very important, and this is not the stuff that people see on mainstream news, and it's not the type of thing that gets any publicity at all. But what I'm loving is the fact that I know that my brothers and sisters have these things on their mind, and they're talking about it. I'm done.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you, and once again, welcome to the show. And, you know, we got to show you some real love like we do our first-time callers. And, you know, don't hesitate. You can call back in every day, 2 p.m. Central.
Oh, I'll be back. I'll be back, and then, you know, I might be like Miss Lady. Y'all, if y'all bring up the right subject, you know, I'm going all in. If it's the right subject, I'm going in too.
And just so you know, we all know... We all not youngsters on this show, and I'm just letting you know. All right.
Okay. But just to let you know, Full Metal Jacket, if you never saw the movie.
Full Metal Jacket.
All right. And you guys have a wonderful weekend. To all the fathers who called in, happy Father's Day. As long as you're doing the right thing for your child, it doesn't mean that you're there or you're not there, but as long as you're participating in that child's life, you deserve credit for that. I'm not with this whole thing or where we just vilify fathers who are just not there. Some fathers are not there for a lot of means, and they're really trying to do something important and be a part of that kid's life, and they need to be acknowledged as well. Peace.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, y'all. Thank you. All right, y'all. Another great show here on Let's Talk. I am Mr. Talk. Now, oh, man, what a great show, huh? I'm telling you, wow, man. It's just amazing that the thought processes that go through everyone's mind, you know, during the show. And you really never know where you're going once you pick a topic, and you hope it follows some sort of path that brings a little legitimacy or, you know, common sense to what we're talking about. And I'm telling you, today, boy, we went all over the place, but it all came back to the same thing. It really did. You know, it's still a lot out there we need to talk about, we need to discuss as far as men and women, blacks and whites, blacks more particularly than the whites, how I'm thinking in this instance. But, you know, it's a good thing. You know, it's the dialogue and the conversation that we do have with each other. Now, granted, we all not going to agree with each other. Granted, some are more, you know, thought process are a little further out there than others. Hey, but that makes it a very interesting show. That's for dang on sure. Now, let's see. Monday, of course, we have Soapbox Monday. So, hey, that's when the caller, y'all decide what we talk about. I'm just here. Y'all talk about whatever you want to talk about. I throw my two cents in. But Tuesday, yeah, man, I'm going to let you know now. So y'all going to get your homework. So once the question is asked, we won't have no tap dancing. You're running to hide in your caves or whatever you're going to hide. Here's the question to show for Tuesday. Okay? What do you bring to the table? That is the topic for Tuesday's show. So there ain't no need to my calling. I didn't know what we was talking about. That is it for Tuesday. What do you bring to the table? And that's for both men and women. So don't be coming up in here half-stepping because you're going to get chopped up. I'm just putting it out there for you. Hey, you got, what, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? You got 4 days. 4 days. That's all I'm out there for you, okay? Now, also, happy Father's Day to those fathers out there. Amen. If you got the older generation living, make sure you go by and pay them a visit, you know, spend some time with them. Because a lot of cases, there's knowledge out there. You may not think it's knowledge, but sit down and talk to them sometime. You'd be surprised at the stuff you remember later on. You know, you may not think it's valuable then, but later on, it hits you the right smack upside the head. You'd be like, I remember that. Yeah. So never overlook a conversation you have with anyone, especially not an elder, especially an elder man. You know, you may look at him one way, but sometimes he's telling you more than you realize. Let's see what else we got going on over this weekend. Not much. Like I said, happy Father's Day to everybody. Make sure you spend some time with your children. If you can't spend, just give them a call at least, you know. Let them know you're thinking about them. I know it's your day, but sometimes you have to make the sacrifice and make the first move, right? Right. All right. And you know what? That was my closing remarks. I'm the quote of the day, and I suggest to everybody, you know, If you can't get as close as you can, live with no excuses and love with no regrets. If you just get halfway close to that, man, you'd be surprised at how much better you'll feel as far as your life. But don't forget to add the little spiritual part to it also, because you need that little bit to strengthen you. You need more than a little bit of spiritual help, but, you know, for some of y'all, that's a start. That's all I'm going to say. All right, well, that's it for me, y'all, wait. I'm getting fast. Okay, don't forget, if you got any suggestions for a show, anything like that, send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or stop by my Facebook page. You know, you want to leave me a little message or you want to be friends. And, you know, I'm constantly posting stuff on there about what's going on in the government and, you know, as far as kids and stuff going on. So, you know, stop by there. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. All right, now. Don't forget Monday, Soapbox Monday, the caller you decide to call the show title, what we talk about. And I'm about out of here. I'm about out of breath now. Hey, once again, I want to thank everybody down in Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, thanks for the love y'all showed me. Hey, nothing like home, but it's better to be back here in this studio right here. Hey, I'm just going to put it out there. All right, until 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific Monday, y'all have a great day and a great weekend. And you know what? We're going to go out of here with some, let's see, what we going to go out of here with? What y'all feeling like today? Nah, I want to go with that. That's too slow. How about some of this right here? All right. Everyday people, y'all. We out of here. Y'all have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Take the brother out for being rude. And like I said before,